One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak. With Samaria. Samaria. And Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Well, think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Welcome to Rant Speak. But before we get into it, I'm going to play something from Jello Biafra. And this is from one of his second latest albums. So if you bear with me for a moment and take a listen to this.
It's on TV that whole year. Come on, MTV. As far as I'm concerned, Beavis and...
One second. Here it is.
Home Improvement. How about it? Throw the TV out the window. No, not quite. We don't hate the media. We've become the media. What responsible use of the internet, pirate radio and micropower, punk and hip-hop nation, independent music, publishing, film, and now television have accomplished so far is only the tip of the iceberg. Or is it a mushroom cloud? More and more often, the camcorder truth jihad will catch you beating innocent people for marching peacefully or driving while black. Illuminate your blowjobs, not from interns, but from money bags. They make cameras small as grasshoppers now, and they will slip inside your prisons, toxic dumps and sweatshops, all the way up to your boardrooms. We will bring people together against your whole goddamn agenda because you have given Earth's life forms nowhere else to go. Giving a damn about the world around us and doing something about it is not an antique roadshow. We demand fair and more accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. We know we can do better than you. And as King George W. Bush II once said, we will. As the world turns, our guiding light will be to take back and improve the days of our lives, knowing each one life to live matters. Welcome to our Spin City, little homeless shelter on the prairie. Survivor, where contestants try to feed their families on a skinflint Clinton Gingrich Gore welfare check. Mary Tyler Moore, stuck in endless dead-end temp jobs with no time off or benefits at all. We got all kinds of cures for your sitcoms, so boring they're not even funny anymore, and Letterman's very existence and third product placement from the Sun. We'll exile Jesse Helms to the Munsters. George W. Gore and Arianna Huffington are the new cast of Green Acres. ER goes to Somalia, while Baywatch goes to Burma. Kathy Lee presents the lighter side of East Timor, while Oprah models swimsuits on location at Superfund sites. You give us the world's wildest police chases, we'll give you the world's wildest police brutality cases. Nash Bridges finally busts Willie Brown. Cigarette Man in the X-Files turns out to be Dianne Feinstein. And behind the scenes, the cause of it all is Paul from the Diamond Center. Our idea of the world's funniest home videos is the Fortune 500 sinking into the sea. You push game shows called Greed and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? How about Who Wants to Jail a Millionaire? Storm the gates of the Bastille of the wonderful world of Disney. The vampire we are out to slay is you. Turn AOL Time Warner over to Adbusters. Hand the reins of CNN to me. Replace Rupert Murdoch with Marilyn Manson. We are everywhere and we won't go away. We will not go quietly and shut up and shop. We will boycott you and boycott your sponsors, sabotage them at work, and raise our kids unafraid to show that they're smart enough to see through the pop junk you puke out. Not an icon to stir them, even Mickey Mouse. Earth, the final conflict. Corporations versus life itself. And time is running out. But we're not running, are we? To the Hilton, where the National Association of Lousy Broadcasters is trashing Marconi's name by giving out Marconi Awards as we speak. Charge! Peace.
Thank you, everyone, for showing up tonight for the announcement. And here it is. What if I told you that Sean would be returning to Rant Radio Talk? What if I said that he will be doing a daily talk show? And what if I said that he would be releasing regular After Now episodes, a daily blog, a weekly newsletter, more frequently patrolling episodes, two novels a year, and more? Rant has been a community-supported effort from day one. Now, we believe in the fans, and they have supported Sean from the day he did his first rant almost 6 years ago. Do you remember that episode about 4 years ago of the What the Hell, when Sean said that when we needed your monetary help, we would ask? Well, it's 4 years later, and we're now asking. Sean has thousands of fans around the world willing to support him at a moment's notice. To enable Sean to work full-time for you, the fans, we're asking you if you would help him out. Right now, Sean is working his hardest to output as much as he can for the fans while working full-time, but he wants to do more. To enable him to do more, he needs more time. Time is the key here, not money. To enable him to do all the things I've described, he would need to dedicate himself 100% to his projects. If he gets enough support from the fans, he will be able to achieve this. But how much would it take to support Sean? $1, just $1 a month, from his fans would enable Sean to do all the things that I told you about, and more, and enable Sean to start working full-time for you. We're not asking you for money right now, not at this moment. But I would like you to follow this link and tell us if you would be willing to help Sean out and support Sean. With a monthly renewable donation from as little as $1, this enables Sean to dedicate all of his time to his projects. By donating, it would enable Sean to do the following: a daily radio show, Monday through Friday, a daily blog update, weekly newsletters from Sean, recording Tales from the Aft Now, filming Patrolling with Sean Kennedy, 2 books per year, and of course, developing all of his ideas. Rant Media will always, always remain commercial free. And all of our media will still be free to download and share. This money goes directly to Sean. This money does not go to Rant Media. This money does not go to me. This goes directly to Sean, so he can work for you. So he can do this for you. We are a community-supported effort. If there is enough support for Sean, he will be back on the air after the new year. Now I'm going to post the link to the poll. And if everybody could take a look at that and take the time to tell us what you think of this idea. If you don't donate, Sean will not be able to do this, and he'll be able to continue on doing the things that he's doing now as much as he can give, because he is working full-time at a real job. But he wants to do more for everyone. He wants to give more back to you. And the way he's able to do this is through your help, so he can quit his 9-to-5 job and start working for everyone else. But if you do not want this to happen, it will not happen. And that is fine. And we'll continue to be able to keep on going on the way we're going. But if you want Sean every day and keep on going, being able to go through your speakers every single day, then you can let us know. You can let us know through this poll. We won't be disappointed if this won't happen. But if you want this to happen, I fully encourage you to do this. So you can let us know whether you support this idea or not. We will still be no commercials. This is going directly to Sean himself. And please feel free to comment below and tell us exactly what you think of the idea. And yes, we're hoping that everybody that votes yes will actually pay, because this is kind of a poll to tell us whether you think or not this is a good idea. And if enough people give us an indication that they want Sean back on the air, working for you, helping Sean out, because Sean is full of ideas. So there it is. Let's phone Smokey. Give him a call here. I'm glad everybody in the IRC is very enthusiastic about it, because I am totally excited about this. Because I know Sean has been off the air for quite a while. And no, he wasn't dead. So let's give Smokey a call here. I'll take questions at the end about this as well. Take that music here.
Hello?
Smokey.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm neutral. How about that?
You're neutral tonight?
I'm neutral.
Uh-huh. I talked with you about this idea, and you sounded pretty excited about it.
Yes. I knew, and nobody else did. So
yeah.
that's worth it for me right there.
Yeah.
Just to watch them freak out.
And they did. They're all freaking out in the IRC, going, "Oh my God, how do we want him now? We want him on the air now." Well, we have to prepare for this.
Everybody's like, "Is he dead? Is Sean dead?" and I didn't say a word to anybody about anything.
That's good.
I'm like getting these PMs. Is he dead? I didn't even answer those.
Well, it's kind of funny because I had my name as Sim Filming Patrolling. And how would I be able to film patrolling if Sean's dead? They're like, he's filming his wake. Yeah, that's...
Yes, filming his wake. That'd be real exciting.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'd lift up his head and make his mouth talk or something. I don't know.
Wow. That's fun stuff.
Isn't it? So we'll let the community decide what's gonna happen. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. If it does happen, great. I think that'd be awesome. And
I did just think of one question, though.
Okay.
How's he going to do a show every day, because you have a job every day? Unless you make him some sort of massive cheat sheet, because we know about...
It's all about the cheat sheets, baby.
Old boy's retention isn't so good.
Yeah, it's all about the cheat sheets.
So
it's all about getting him set up and ready to go.
Yeah, I started to wonder about that.
Yeah, we figured that out.
It's not like he can call me and go, my battery's dead, call somebody. It's sort of different.
It is a bit different. No, yeah. He's got computers. He's got a microphone. We'll get him set up so he can work it all out nice and easy. Nice little written out how to do step by step and all that. We'll get him on the air and we'll make it sure repeats for everyone's time zones and so everyone can hear it.
Yes, and no, he's not dead.
He's far from dead. He's kicking and alive.
Somebody just asked me that again. Is he dead? No, he's not dead.
Yeah, we're going to get a computer to animate his voice. We've completely synthesized it now. It's amazing. Yeah.
If we could afford that, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Exactly. Yeah, no kidding. Huh? Simulation of Sean. We've been able to digitize him into the computer to do the patrolling. It's actually not him. It's totally computer controlled with a body actor. You know how they're doing it in a lot of the new movies now? Amazing mm-hmm. leaps in technology.
Yeah. Oh, sure. And of course we have that.
Oh, and yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I just have boxes and boxes of it sitting here right next to me. I just haven't hooked it up yet.
Oh, yeah, all the huge computer donations, right?
Yeah, because I'm so busy.
So some of the news, Rant Media News, besides that, of course, that's a huge thing. Sean,
thanks for sending me the format after the show starts, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I was down to the wire here. I think we started a little bit late, too, like 5 minutes late or something.
I'm not going to get a format, am I? Well,
oh, God.
<fine.
laughs> That would suck. That would suck a lot.
Not really. I just have to do less.
Well, I guess I wouldn't suck for you, I guess, eh?
I could still talk. It's not a problem.
Yeah, that's true. It'd actually free you up. You could lay in your bed and talk. You wouldn't even have to look at anything.
I'd love that. That'd be great.
You just need an auto poster. Maybe I'll just send the links to somebody else that they can post, and you can lay in your bed and do the show. How's that, eh?
I'd have to get another set of headphones then, because the set I have now is wired, and they won't reach that far.
I thought you had some wireless, or did they give up?
Remember I told you they lasted about a week and died?
Oh, no warranty or what? Or were they so cheap they didn't provide warranty?
They were refurbs.
I see.
Off of eBay, and I got screwed.
They refurbed themselves right into the garbage, eh?
Yeah, after about 7 or 9 days, I think, and they just died.
Wow. Okay, all the loose ends for season one of Patrolling is now shot, and there's going to be an episode next week, and hopefully every week or two until the end of the year. So they'll all be out before the end of the year. Three more episodes to go, 9, 10, and 11. Very exciting.
Yes.
The last
one was really good.
I really enjoyed doing that one. It was full of info, and Sean was... especially the rant, that was a really good one.
I actually tried the pants rolling thing. It kind of worked.
Wasn't that cool? Like, it just looking at it, it's like, wow, all that clothes rolls up into like this ball.
Mine didn't come out quite as nicely as his did, so I'm gonna have to practice or something.
Yeah, I think it's the pants. He has special pants that kind of tie at the bottom.
Okay.
I think that might be the secret. I don't know.
Yeah, but mine's not quite shaped. Mine's a little bit rounder than his.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think I quite got it right.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I don't leave the house very much, so it's just sort of an exercise.
Just practice, I guess.
Yes.
Sling it over your back and go hitchhiking, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, hitchhiking. I huff it down the road quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, traveling across the country. I mean, you do it once a year or so, right?
Let's go for a walk.
WOG-world.com, a community-created website, is now open. They opened it, like, I think it was Monday or Tuesday.
Which I have not looked at.
It's very, very neat. It was created by Virtus? I hope I'm getting his name right. Sorry, guy. And Clipper. It has forums, reviews of kit, classifieds for trading kit, media downloads, a live journal community. Do you want to post that in there? The wog-world.com?
You didn't put it in here.
What? Lies. Lies. It's right there.
You didn't do it right.
Okay, let me just post it.
Where I can...
click and do all that funky stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
And here is the live journal for Wog World as well, if people want to take a look at that. I just got... Well, we were filming Patrolling today, of course. And I just got some great artwork by Sean. A lot of people don't know that he is actually an artist as well. Like a drawing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be scanning that in, putting up on Dark Atlas this week for everyone to check out. So I'll be letting everyone know, of course, next week. And giving the link next week so everyone can just easily click there.
Yes, indeed.
And it's really good. Like, I was blown away the first time I saw some of Sean's art. And... It's amazing. So everyone else.
I've never seen any of it. So
there's,
I have no idea.
There's a bit in Scabbed Wings of Abaddon, but not really, because it's mostly like graphs and charts and stuff.
Okay.
But this is actual characters and stuff, and I'll be posting where they're from, and like what books or what concepts and their names and stuff. So the DVD cover for Patrolling, the DVD, the four-disc Patrolling DVD set is all but done. It is, like, almost
really?
Done. Yeah, it is amazing. It's done by Shrine Master. Here, I already got it there.
Oh,
double. There, it's double good.
There you go, twice.
Absolutely amazing job. Everyone, go check that out. It's not the finished product, and, of course, it'll be super high-res, 300 DPI and stuff. This is just a minimization of it so everyone can take a look at it. And of course there's not 9 episodes in the back, there's going to be 11 episodes, but the DVD will have the 11 episodes of Patrolling season 1, commentary for every episode, and all the extra videos by Sean and myself. And
is he going to get even for me for all the mean things I said about him during the Burning Man commentary?
I don't think he listened to that. I should sit Sean down and he can listen to the commentary.
That'd be real good for you to do that right about now. Yeah, that'd work out real good. Yeah, you do that and I'll come to your house and kill you.
Okay, I'll do it later. He can do it on his own. I don't know. He may not have time to listen to that.
Wait about 6 months. Okay.
There you go. And there's some bonus videos on there too. Patrolling teaser. Of course, that's available on the web. The making of the Patrolling intro, you know, that crazy intro, Sean's running around being all military kind of guy. There's some really, it's pretty funny, the stuff that went into that to make that intro. And Sparky helped us out. That's why Sparky's thanked at the end of every Patrolling, because he lent us his camera to film that before I got my camera. And he actually helped me out filming that, and so he'll be in that video. And Patrolling outtakes. Somebody's in the forum asking about Patrolling outtakes. They read my mind. I swear, the day before I say something, somebody posts
in the
article.
Well, that's not really hard.
I guess
so, I mean,
not, really.
There's got to be some.
Oh, there's tons.
And I don't think he was perfect every time.
Not every time. He's usually like one take wonder. But it's not necessarily outtakes. Oh, it's not bloopers, really. It's not bloopers. It's outtakes. Like extra stuff that either didn't fit in, or it was too weird, or whatever, or it just had to be cut.
That would be called the deleted scene.
Deleted scenes. Yes, there are bloopers, though. I'm not promising that there's not bloopers. There's definitely bloopers. So there will be some bloopers, but Sean rarely does two takes of anything. Like, almost never. Like, it's 100% all the time.
Did you film the recent incident, by the way?
Yes. Yes, the one that was posted in his live journal?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people know about the live journal. It's not really been posted anywhere. But that is on film because we went there for the purpose of filming.
I was just curious.
I don't know if that will ever be released. It's really pointless and it doesn't prove anything. And we don't want to give that guy any props more than we did.
No. No, I don't.
Because he was
I had this slow motion thing going on in my head.
I haven't even looked at it. It was quite traumatic, actually. It was quite an event.
Well, I had to ask.
Yeah, so it is on film, but I doubt it will ever make it anywhere. But you never know. The shock might wear off me after a while. We'll see.
I always miss the good stuff.
And that was very interesting. I don't know about good. Definitely not good for Sean, let's say.
No.
Okay. So the rant speak week number 36 poll is obviously the poll we posted up above. And there is the poll.
We actually have a poll.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
There's a ministry concert tomorrow in Vancouver. I want to know if anybody is going to that. That is in the IRC right now.
They are now.
They might be going now because I'll be there at the ministry concert. So if anybody of the Rant Vancouver crew are going to be around there, just message me in the IRC and maybe we can hook up at a certain time or wherever, a certain place.
Yeah. People will buy a ticket to go just because you're going.
Quite possibly. And it's ministry. Come on.
That's true.
Jesus built my hot rod. Come on.
They don't come around here, man, so.
Yeah. I guess not too many in that area.
No.
We always need help with seeding the torrents, because that's a really good way of people getting our stuff.
Right.
It's a nice, easy way, besides, of course, getting it from archive.org or anybody that's mirroring the stuff. So, on to the email, and let me play Strong Bad's little intro here.
1, 2, 3, 4. Email is awesome! Email is weird! Email is awesome! Email is weird! And I'll never forget the way it was, girl!
And Homestar Runner actually just put out a DVD set as well. Yes! The first 100 Strong Bad emails and bonus stuff. But it's a little expensive right now, so I'm not sure.
They usually are.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So it's like $40 US, so it's like,
That's too much money.
That's a little too much. If it was $29, I would buy it.
But even that's too much money usually by stateside standards.
Yeah. It is a triple DVD set though. So
that's a little different.
Yeah. Listeners email, this one's from Zaro, X-A-R-O. Hope I'm saying that right. Hello, all at Rant TV and Rant Radio. I have had the ideas and thoughts of Sean and the whole Wogway for several years now, but watching your shows and listening to your radio shows, especially Patrolling, boosted my force, as it were, for what Sean is trying to say, and sooner or later this society is going to have a revolution on its hands. I hope not. So when I watch Patrolling, I memorize it and use it to my advantage.
You memorize it?
Memorize what?
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. As it should be used. And prepare for the day of the revolution. Uh-oh. Please don't do anything drastic.
We're done with those days.
Yeah. We just want everybody to learn stuff and stuff like that. Thanks, guys, for all that you've done, especially to Sean. You are the single most inspiring person that I've ever heard. P.S. Feedtheresistance.info is coming up soon, and I'll be so happy if you guys could check it out and probably sign my guest book. It'll be based on the teachings of Sean. That phrase is very scary.
Makes my head hurt, and I like the guy.
The teachings of Sean in order to spread the WOG word. Estimated date, January 1st, 2005. Thanks again, guys. It's not up right now, so there's nothing to see there. So I told him to email us back when it's actually up and we can check it out. Teachings of Sean. Hopefully he doesn't write a book. And on this day, Sean thus spoketh. That'd be scary.
it's probably out there somewhere already, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is.
And no, I didn't write it.
This next one is from Dark Nature. Well, it's not a two-headed cat, but it's the next best thing. A two-headed tortoise. Really. Check it out here.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. If you could post that link.
I'm working on it. There it is.
Mick Mookie sends in, for all those guys wanting to rebroadcast the show, this is a link to some products that actually FM broadcast radio in mono or stereo. So if anybody wants to check that out, I've always been interested in that. But it's always been just too difficult back when I wanted to do it. Now, of course, I've got the internet radio show, which is radio stations, which makes it a lot easier. You won't get in as much trouble. So they have guidelines on there about legalities and how far you can broadcast and stuff. So check that out. It's kind of neat. This next one's from Eric. Message is, you are the fucking man. I need some advice, though. Some of my friends are into what you do and have to say, but they treat me like I'm a piece of fucking shrapnel from a grenade. Please reply. Well,
what exactly does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I guess the pieces of a shrapnel from a grenade are not really wanted, per se. I wouldn't want a piece of shrapnel from a grenade, so I guess that's the way they treat him. But yeah. I don't understand. His friends are into what Sean has to do and say, and I guess this guy's into what Sean has to do and say, but they don't like him. Well, I doubt that has anything to do with Sean and what he says. I guess it's just more of a social thing, and you're malaligned somehow, and I don't know, just don't... Maybe ask them what the problem is.
Think about this, dude. If they treat you like crap, are they really your friend?
Yeah, maybe you can find some people that don't treat you like crap. It doesn't matter that they're into Sean. They could still be dicks.
I mean, that doesn't make it.
Yeah, just because somebody's into Sean doesn't mean they're a cool person.
My friends are into Sean, but they don't like me. See, that doesn't match up. There's a hole in there somewhere.
Yeah, it doesn't. The two statements are quite mutually exclusive from each other. You like Sean, they like Sean, but they don't like you. Okay, fine. Not everybody's all big friends around here, so maybe find some more people. Go online. There's lots of people around the world that like Sean as well. Go into the forums. Go to the IRC channel. There's people all over the United States. Maybe you can find somebody else nearby.
And we should also be honest in saying there are people online who will hate you even more. Which will make these other people seem not so bad.
That's right. That's right. So maybe you can go back to them afterwards and say, hey, they weren't so bad after all. I don't know. I'm not an advice columnist, that's for sure. Maybe we can phone our advice show. What is that one called?
Geek Love Radio.
Geek Love Radio. And it sounds like he needs some geek love.
Actually, we do have a new show coming up. I forgot to mention it.
Oh, really? Sorry. Yeah, we didn't even go through the intro stuff yet.
We are just off.
We'll do that after we do the email. But you can say your thing right now if you want. That's why you remember it.
Now I forgot it. I gotta look it up again.
Oh, it's DJs? DJs? New shows?
Oh, yeah. The Mind War, which starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock Pacific, I believe. It's just a news show, and it's on almost every day.
Excellent. So it's a general news show?
Yeah, it's a general news show.
Excellent.
It's on every day, I think, but Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
I was looking at that and going, wow, that's difficult to do every day.
That's going to fall apart like a cheap house.
I know. Did you warn them? Or have they been doing that every day for a while?
Not for a while. Okay. For a few weeks, I think. But
wow, that is damn tough. Like, I used to do that when the station first opened, and it lasted about a week or 2 weeks.
Now they're locked in, and they're going to find out how tough it really is.
Yeah, they're probably not going to last too long. That's damn tough, especially when you're doing other stuff, right?
Yep.
This next one's from McMookie. Hey, Sim. Wow, it's addressed to me. It's McMookie again from Nova Scotia. Just wondering how... Wow, that made a noise. Skype made a noise. That's not good. Anyway, just wondering how things are going. In the rare times I get to tune into Rant on evenings and weekends, there seems to be shows that are repeating. Well,
yes, there are.
You got to check out the schedule for that. Definitely. But there's
lots of shows. Nobody does, which annoys the living crap out of me. What's on Rant right now? Well, look at the schedule, damn it.
Because there's lots and lots of shows. Maybe because he's in Nova Scotia, the time zone difference might make it difficult.
But
have a lot of East Coast based shows. So
yeah,
I don't know. He just needs to look at the schedule, I guess. Soon, every day on the evenings will probably be filled.
We're getting there.
We're getting very close.
We're
you
really
can tune in just about any night and get a show on live.
Yeah, you can, actually. There's one every day.
That is awesome. That is so cool. I'm so proud of this station and of course of you and all the DJs for being able to fill the time. That's so awesome.
Well, thank you for saying that in public, finally.
You suck.
Well, you tell me that a lot. In private.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's good it's in private, and I praise you in public. That's a little bit better than praising you in private and roasting you in public.
I think that's the first time you've actually praised me in public.
Really? Well, mark it down in your calendar and maybe celebrate it next year, huh?
I think I will.
Now that I know that happens, and that's fine, it's not often I get to check out the new stuff. Nothing new to report from Nova Scotia. You probably have a list of projects you're working on. Yes, many. many. Anything audio-based I can help out with. Well, I'll keep checking the Rant Media forums. There's always stuff posted in there once in a while. It's usually graphic stuff, but... But always keep checking that out. I'm not a webpage coder. I'm just a person who's unemployed, audio producer for radio and new media in Nova Scotia.
Hey, if you got a good voice, I'll give you some work to do.
Exactly. Have a show. I mean, if you're an audio producer and you can talk, go for it. Especially if you're unemployed, you could fill any time slot. 2 a.m. is a time slot for you, boy.
I can make you do a bunch of promos. How about that?
There you go. Sim, I invite you and Sean to check out EvolveFest.com. It's a festival that's going on for 5 years now. What should interest you that is that many DJs and bands are booked for this festival, including Michael Franti and Spearhead, which I believe Sean would appreciate. I've been listening to the rest of the episodes from Tales from the Afternow before falling asleep. Burn them to an MP3 CD so I can listen to them on my MP3 Discman. And I think either the episodes or a few of them are in the wrong order, or the fact that I reached episode 5 in season 3, what screwed me out is when not talking in the sense Sean Kenny the Sixth anymore. Yeah, the season
people,
3 is a bit weird.
People have a hard time with that. It really messes them up.
Season 4 will explain that completely, and you'll understand really where season 3 was going. So that is, of course, in the works in the new year when Sean goes full-time with Rant. Pending. People's approval, of course.
Do you have a secret figure on that?
We'll see how things go. Really, it's a touch and go kind of thing. There's no secret figure. There's no secret percentage. We just gauge how much support there is for Sean. And I know there's tons. Of course, there's tons of support. Everybody loves all the stuff that Sean does. So I know there's going to be support. I highly doubt that there wouldn't be enough support that we would be able to go forward with this.
They were making the send $1 a month jokes in the IRC, which was unavoidable.
That was coming, because Sean used to do those jokes. For a dollar a month, you could buy a cup of coffee for Sean Kennedy. or a moon pie, or a...
Yes, that's right.
Donut or something.
Moon pie.
Okay. Made another CD and gave it to someone in Halifax I barely knew at all. Got a few people addicted to rantmedia.ca, nothing else to report now. Sir, may even record a cell of Rant Radio promo for you. Just let me know what you need. Of course, if you're an audio producer.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You can crank one out and probably 10 of them in no time. That's awesome. Peace, Mookie from Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. And I would actually love people to sign their emails to me with where they're from. I think that would be very cool.
That'd be very nice.
I'd like that.
Actually, I'd like to put where all the DJs are from on the schedule, too.
That would be really neat, actually, because it would show the worldwide DJ
right.
support. Because, well, we do have one from Germany, and most of the rest are not from North America, but we do have one from Germany.
Yeah, but I mean, they're from all over the place.
Yeah, they're from all the corners.
Really cool.
Corners of everywhere, from the east coast of Canada to the west coast of Canada, and of course, all over the States.
Right.
And let's scroll back up to the top and actually go through things that we're supposed to go through. Welcome to Rant Speak. And Phone Smoke, eat done. Read out the IRC. Mobius. Done. Psychofish, Mobius, Tiger Style, K16, Wonder Boy, Monochrome, The Grey Ghost, Barbed Wireless, Red Maiden, War Games, Liquid Blue, Mjolnir, Chapel Page. La 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 la. Mordecai was there. Misconduct, one of many. Boomer, Fuck Me Hard, Wonder Boy.
Whoa.
Probably said that name before. Cabot, The Grey Ghost, Mobius Tiger Style, and that's all the people that are chatting right now. And Barbed Wireless, Desert Runner. There we go, some more.
Yes.
Okay, how to get in the IRC? You can go to rantradio.com, and on the left-hand side, it has a little button that says chat, and that makes it real easy. All the full instructions are there. And if you want to go to our page, could you post that into the IRC, please? And I'll actually make a link.
Is it on here? We scrolled back up, and I'm all screwed up now, dude.
True. I'll post it if you want.
There it is.
You got it?
I found
okay.
it. Yeah.
And you can download all the archives. And last week's archive is not up there. I'll give you a reason for that, because we're switching over servers from somewhere to somewhere else. So things were screwed up and I couldn't update the pages properly, but they will be updated quite shortly with this show and last week's show, so everyone can download it, of course. Yeah, full house tonight. People are 104 people. I'm glad there's such a good turnout.
I just realized why I'm having such a hard time, too. Absolutely nothing on this format is hyperlinked.
Oh, no. I'll do that right now for all the stuff at the top, because that's pretty annoying. But all the news stories at the bottom are hyperlinked.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So no worries about that.
That's why I can't find anything. There's no blue on here.
Yeah, it does make it a lot easier to read it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So there. I just made some underlines for next week.
Okay,
so how you can get involved with Rant. Send in your mugshots to me so we can see your face, and I'm just about to do an update. Probably next week I'll have an update for all the pictures of the beautiful people of Rant Radio, of Rant. And I think there's about 10 or 15 people. Very few girls. So all you girls out there listening, send in your pictures.
Very few girls. Girls aren't into this stuff. Very few of them.
I know there's a new one. Chapel Page, send in your picture. I'm
there
sure
you
some
go.
People would like to see you. And it's hard to tell who's female, but anyway, I know there's some out there. So
Candy keeps asking me to have new pictures taken.
Oh.
She's like, you should have new pictures taken, like cool pictures.
Oh, of you? Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay.
Well, you got to get them done then, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, I know. I got to find somebody to take them. That's the whole thing.
Your family refuses?
We had that discussion about my family, didn't we?
Is it a private or public discussion?
It was private, but don't you remember what I said?
Not about pictures and them taking pictures.
No, but really? See, they'd know what it was for.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. There you go.
I remember now. you can also send in your name, city, and country if you're overseas, because we have a lot of overseas listeners, to info@rantradio.com. Or you can just tell somebody about Rant. That is the best way, of course. Spread the virus, spread the good word. And you can check out the project listings in the forums, and usually the easy projects go like in a snap, or the really fun ones. Of course, I posted this patrolling DVD cover, and the next day it was done. Oh my god, that was amazing. Shrine Master just pulled it out of his ass.
I guess we have fun projects.
Yeah.
Really? Fun
Well,
ones?
That was pretty fun. Well, you get your name on a DVD that's going to be sent out to a whole ton of people, and people can download
true.
It and print out their own covers and make their own DVD sets and stuff. And of course, the DVD is going to be sold for the cost of covering the materials and shipping. We don't make any money on it. Rant does not make money.
That's the sad part about my life. The one DVD I'm on, nobody can have.
Doesn't that suck? Doesn't that suck?
That sucks so bad.
Hopefully one day we'll be free of our Burning Man bonds, and we'll be able to run down the street shouting, I'm free! Finally, I'm free!
But, I did get a couple compliments on it, but
yeah.
Not many people get to have it.
That's true, yeah. I mean, I gave it out to some of my friends, and of course they're able to copy it for their friends and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Eventually maybe it'll make its way around to everybody's friends, and there
that
you
could,
go.
That could be.
But I am not allowed to distribute it publicly, unfortunately.
No.
We'll just have to wait. So you can also send in your news stories, and tons of news stories this week sent in by listeners to info@rantradio.com. And we need bandwidth. We need bandwidth very, very badly, especially after today. We need some more bandwidth.
Yeah.
For the punk and industrial, they are constantly, constantly full.
Full.
Constantly.
All the time.
Yes. Which shows that it's very popular, but we need some more support in that respect. So if you have a parked server you can install Shoutcast on somewhere that is, you know, parked somewhere at school, work, ISP, somewhere else, not at home, unless you got really fat bandwidth at home. Like really, really amazing bandwidth, like 3 to 5 megabits per second upstream. Residential does not cut, broadband does not cut it either, just to warn you. But info@rantradio.com. And we need DJs. We always need DJs. There's 24
yes.
hours a day, 7 days a week, and we need to fill them all. So if you're up late at night and you got a microphone and you can talk, you are a DJ.
Send me an email. I will eventually get back to you.
Smokehouse@rantradio.com,
which is nowhere to be found on the page. And Sim will get
please
my email.
Please email me, Smokehouse, so I can put it on the page, because I keep forgetting.
Yes.
And now I can update it, so just remind me and tell me. Do it now.
Yeah, I do have a thank you. I keep forgetting to bring this up.
Oh.
About 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
Two of the Ranting Griffin sent me a DVD of one of his stand-up gigs.
Oh, how was that? How is that?
It's pretty funny. And the weird part is, he did two commentaries on the stand-up gig.
He did commentaries on his stand-up?
Yeah, which is...
How can you do that? Like, what do you talk about?
Here I am walking across the stage. Oh, that joke was great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I only listened about a minute of it, and it didn't play really well, that part in my DVD player, so I got to put it somewhere else. So I can listen to that part, but that was really cool of him just to...
That is awesome.
...to send me something.
We
got to
send some to him. I got to send him the DVDs or something.
Well, I said I would. He was like, no, let me just send it to you because you deserve it.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's awesome.
He is a great supporter of the station, and we totally love him. He has an amazing radio show. If you haven't checked it out, Fridays, I can't remember what time, but check the schedule.
I think it's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Pacific time? I think it is. I don't want to say it is, but yeah.
Check the schedule.
Yeah, check the schedule. He's a great talker. It's totally hilarious. And
we need to get him back on this show because the first time we tried it, it just didn't go very well.
Yeah, that did suck. Maybe I'll try it out, like do a before a show one time, just phone him up, make sure his Skype is working, then get him back on the show.
Right, because he asked me about that. I was like, well, haven't been able to get that all sorted out yet, but when we do, we can.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, stuff happens.
It does. You know, things happen.
He talks to me. It's not a problem.
That's sweet. That's cool. And I do. I actually listen to the show because it's so good on Fridays.
It's very good.
After work, I just come home and turn it on and do my stuff, do my updating and stuff.
I forgot it was on. You're like, did you know 2 was on? I'm like, what? Sometimes I completely forget. I'm sorry.
Well, there's so many shows now, eh? There's so many shows.
There are.
Like, it's hard to listen to them all.
I never forget Sunday, and that's probably because I'm on Sunday.
That makes it a little easier to remember, huh?
And it does, but on Sunday I turn it on and leave it on. It's on all day.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of good shows on Sunday. That's like...
Right.
That's like goodies day.
Yes.
So, let's go on to the news items, unless you have some other news?
No, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
Just send me your emails, and I'll get back to you in a month.
Yep. smokehouse@ramradio.com if you're a DJ.
People are like, is he ignoring me? It's like, no, I'm just...
He's a little slow.
I haven't gotten back to you yet. I'm still faster than Tim, so don't complain.
Exactly, there you go. So, the first news item, a moment of silence for Nullsoft.
I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, oh wait, our moment of silence. Shh. I'll tell you when to talk. Okay, good. There we go. Death knell sounds for Nullsoft and Winamp. And you did tell me. You just knew about it before Slashdot.
You're like, you're crazy. I'm like, watch it.
The last members of the original Winamp team have said goodbye to AOL. The door has been all but shut on the Nullsoft era, Beta News has learned. Only a few employees remain to prop up... Well, they're actually gone now since this story. Only a few employees remain to prop up the once ubiquitous digital audio player with minor updates, but no further improvements to Winamp are expected.
Which is sad.
This is sad, but it works really well. So I don't know if you really need updates unless something new comes out.
Well, the actual broadcasting software could use a little work.
Yeah, that would be very nice. That would be
Winamp's fine.
Nice. Yeah, Winamp's totally fine. I mean, it's worked for a long
time. The rest of it
actually needs
some work. Yeah.
Winamp's abandonment comes as no surprise to those close to the company who say the software has been on life support since the resignation of Nullsoft founder and Winamp creator Justin Frankel last January. The marriage of Nullsoft and AOL was always one of discontent. After AOL acquired the small company in 1999 for about $100 million!
And God bless that kid, too, because he took him hard.
And he deserved every dollar of it. Justin Frankel is quite a genius when it comes to planning and making programs. Just look at what he has given. He gave Waste. He gave Nutella.
But those are two things that weren't received very well.
Well, they had to take them offline as soon as they were put up. That's why. AOL shut them down the same day or a week later, depending on which one you're talking about. So that's why it didn't go over very well. It's a PR move. And he gave us Winamp and Shoutcast and Nullsoft Video. Oh, my God. Bow down to Justin Frankel.
I mean, it's cool what he did, but when I heard they gave him $100 million, I'm like, what a bunch of dumbasses.
A little too much?
They're not going to make a dime off this thing, and they haven't either.
Well, if they did it right, they could have made tons of money, because there's more listeners to Shoutcast than there is to Clear Channel. Fathom that.
That's true, but...
And Clear Channel's the biggest conglomeration of radio stations in the U.S. of A.
My point was, the people that have gotten Winamp free for so long.
Yeah.
That nobody wants to pay for it.
No, I'm sure they did. Some people did, because there was a pay version of it, I believe.
I'm sure some people did, too.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, they should. I think Justin Frankel should have maybe stuck to his guns. I know he's low rolling in the dough now, but stuck
good
to his guns and maybe made it a donation type style. Because I know a lot of websites do very well through donations, like the Homestar Runner page. Those guys live off T-shirt sales.
I should do that.
And that's yeah, Smokey T-shirts.
Yeah, man, I need
your
money.
Face on the cover.
I have a job.
There you go.
Send me a dollar.
Let's see. The young team of Winamp developers would have assimilated into a strict corporate structure that begged for rebellion. Although Nullsoft was initially given a long leash by AOL, it wasn't long until the two ideologies collided. And I urge you to go read the blogs and posts by all of the Nullsoft people. Very, very interesting how they actually manipulated the Nullsoft crew into totally destroying themselves. They gave them all separate bosses. They totally tried to drive them apart from each other. They stifle creativity.
Yeah.
It's a sad, sad, sad story.
When you have too many bosses, that's a problem.
Yeah, they couldn't report to each other. They had to report to their bosses, which would talk to each other and just totally killed it.
I know this from experience because that's what happened to me.
Really?
I had like five bosses, and it caused me to lose my mind.
Wow. So Office Space is not a lie. That happened.
No, it's not a lie. I just
heard you have a little trouble with your TPS reports, Smokehead.
Yeah, I snapped one day, and that was the end of it.
Wow. Gave up your life of work.
No. That'll be 5 years, and two weeks from now, 5 years, I have not had a job.
Wow.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Well, they're helping you, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, good. I thought that was maybe a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but no.
No.
This next one is sent in from Drew. It's not a flying car, but it's the next best thing. Flying taxi vision for commuters. And I think we talked about this previously. It's like, well, flying cars wouldn't really work, but flying taxis might. Commuters could soon be taking flying taxis to work instead of waiting in line for a street cab, experts suggest. British developers Avsen said jet pods would enable quick, cheap, and quiet travel to and from major cities.
Have you ever ridden in a taxi in a major city? It's a little fucking scary.
I really haven't experienced a lot of taxis.
I have.
Are they really scary?
Sometimes.
Yeah, try one in the air, I guess, eh?
that'd be great.
That would be a little bit more scary.
You'll get some guy who doesn't speak English, you know?
Yeah, wow.
Up in little plane.
Yeah, not so good.
No.
The futuristic machines would undergo proof of concept flights in 2006. Wow. And could be ready for action by 2010. As well as taxis, which use a network of specially built mini runways, there are military, medical, and personal jet versions as well. Personal. Beep.
Bad.
So
bad.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see how that pans out.
Yeah. Let's crank up the security at the airport, give everybody their own plane.
Wait, that's all fucked up. That's all kind of crazy. Of course, that's from the UK, so I don't know if they're talking about just over in Europe or not, because in Europe it's pretty spread out. In the US, it's quite centralized.
Weird. Yeah, they're weird there, too, so who knows.
We have European listeners.
I have European friends. It doesn't matter.
DNA frees inmate after 19 years in jail. Wow. DNA...
I saw this on the news.
A man who has spent 19 years behind bars for rape and murder was cleared by new DNA testing and will be released from prison, his lawyer said Tuesday. Bruce Dallas Goodman, 54, who went in when he was... who knows? I can't do the math that quick.
Yeah.
35. Will likely be freed sometime Tuesday afternoon. Said Josh, the staff attorney at Rocky Mountain Innocence Center, who handled Goodman's DNA testing request. His client was ecstatic. Well, so would I be.
Yeah.
I'm extremely excited. I can't wait to see Bruce. I guess the only guy he's been talking with for a while.
Probably.
Yeah. Goodman was convicted in the 1984 death of his girlfriend, 21-year-old Sherry Ann Fowles Williams. Williams was raped, sodomized, beaten to death, and left bound just off an interstate exit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some harsh...
That's thorough.
That is very thorough. Nothing left to the imagination there.
No.
DNA testing was done by Fallon's group last week. Last month concluded samples taken from Williams and the crime scene do not match Goodman's DNA. A judge vacated Goodman's conviction Wednesday, and prosecutor Von Christensen told Boland Monday that he has no plans to retry Goodman. During his go ahead.
Can this guy turn around and sue? I wonder.
Sometimes they do try and do that. It's. I always find it somewhat sadly comical that you could try and sue for your life, like 19 years of your life. What will replace that?
Well, like, I might sue for a crap load of money.
Yeah.
Because he still might have a hard time getting a job now.
That's probably what he would be compensated for. Like, how could he get a job? Yeah, I've been in jail for 19 years. My skills have been completely eroded. It looks like I have a criminal record, but I don't, and you probably won't hire me because of that, etc., etc., etc. So loss of wages, loss of everything else, I guess.
So get a bunch of money.
Yeah. Oh, I would think he'd get lots of money. So he could live his life as if he could normally, if this was mistake was not did not happen.
Right.
To eBay sellers to pay for phony bids. 8 ordered to pay nearly $90,000 in restitution.
I saw this one on the news too.
Yeah, I'm picking all the popular ones, I guess.
You're cheating. You're going off the TV.
Okay. Oh, you saw this on TV. Okay.
Yeah, it was on TV. It was on CNN or Fox something.
Eight eBay sellers were ordered to pay nearly $90,000 in restitution and fines after admitting they bid up products online to inflate the prices. eBay's rules, you cannot do that. How they find out?
I don't know.
It's very difficult to actually find that out, but I guess it happened.
It's funny, too, because just this week my sister told me to do that.
Oh, my God.
She's like, bid against yourself. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said more than 120 people will receive restitution in the settlement of 3 cases, which wrapped up last week in state courts. Spokesman Darren Dobbs said the cases stem from specific complaints, but the office had not conducted a broad investigation of the online auction industry. Yeah, that would take forever.
Yes, you think?
Doesn't know how widespread the practice of phony bidding is. Probably extremely widespread. Probably rampant, in fact.
Just
don't pay more than what you shouldn't pay, and they'll stop doing it or whatever.
It amazes me that anyone got caught. I want to know how they figured it out.
Like,
really.
I would never even be able to figure it out, even if I got kind of, I probably bid too much, yada, 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 and I would just, I just pay it, because I'm the fool who bid up that high, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
One buyer, Brad Clark, 48, of Peachtree City, Georgia, already has received a check for $3,000 after overpaying for a 1999 Jeep Cherokee Sport utility vehicle he bought on eBay from a New York seller in 2002. Wow.
Okay, so you can get in trouble for paying too much for a car on eBay, but you can go to a car dealership and pay too much for a car, and it's okay.
And you get screwed!
Somehow that's weak, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of weak. It is kind of weak, but, you know, they are doing something against the rules, so both ways, kind of blah.
Yeah, I just think that was a bad example. I wouldn't use a car as an example.
Yeah, there's other things, probably.
There's no such thing as an honest car salesman.
On eBay or otherwise?
Otherwise, no.
Apologies to anybody who's a car salesman out there. 3 sellers were accused of making 610 bids on their 106 of their car auctions under the username, this is great, Mother's Custom Automotive New York Dealer. Mother's.
Mother.
Isn't that special?
More like Dirty Mother.
Dirty Mother, yeah. Oh, man. Email scammer jailed for 5 years. A Sydney man has been sentenced to more than 5 years in jail for defrauding millions of dollars in an international email scam. Thank God. This one is the worst. If anybody's heard of the Nigerian email scam.
I get those all the time.
Oh my God, they're so funny. They're so
all
ridiculous.
The time.
And you should go to the web pages on the internet that bust these guys, make them hold up ridiculous signs. Oh, they're so funny. So funny. I can't remember the area code 41 something. It might be in here. No, it's not.
I'll have to look that up.
It's so good.
But I get those Nigerian bank emails all the time.
Before it really got popular on the internet, I actually received a real handwritten letter from a Nigerian email Nigerian scam, because they used to do it through the mail.
Wow.
If you can believe that. Like, this has been going on forever, this Nigerian scam.
That's probably why. That's probably a big reason why they go to prison for a long time.
Yeah.
Because mail fraud is a motherfucker.
Oh, God, yeah.
They drill you for that.
Nick Marinielis pleaded guilty to 11 charges relating to what is known as the West African or Nigerian email scam. The Sydney District Court was told Marinielis was the mastermind of an operation which defrauded people around the world by promising lucrative business contracts, lottery wins, or inheritance payouts if people first sent money for expenses. Never, ever, ever send money to somebody to get more money. Guess what? Your money's gone.
Yeah.
Don't ever do it, please, people.
No. At the same time, it kind of makes me giggle.
Yeah.
Because people are that dumb.
Oh, I know. It's sad that people are that dumb, and I'd like to say that they deserve what they get because they're that dumb, but...
They almost do.
They almost do, and you have to err on the side of we have to protect our society somewhat. There it is. 419 Eater. Go to that. Oh, my God. Look at the pictures. So funny. Thank you, Ricky Rocket. And if you want to have fun with these people that send this stuff to you, you can have so much fun with them and send back and forth, because they're real emails. They're not like spam where the email addresses are bad. These are real email addresses, and somebody at the other end will email you back. So if you totally want to have fun, read that website, 419eater.com, and just do exactly what they did.
I think I did email one of them back one time, and I just tore them a new one.
Oh. Yeah,
and
he won't email back to you, right?
Yeah, no, I never didn't get anything back from that. I don't remember what it was I said, but I did write him back, I think, one time.
Oh, yeah? You got to string him along and try and show him, yeah, I'll get you the money. You just have to show me that you're a real person, so send me a picture of yourself with this sign that says Smokehouse Rules or something. And
yeah.
It's so funny. Oh, my God. Everyone should go and try that. Because they're trying to bilk you for... stuff, so might as well try and get them for something.
That's a good idea.
It's totally good.
Yeah.
Google saves freelance journalist from beheading. Google has helped secure the freedom of a kidnapped freelance journalist after his Iraqi captors keyed his name into the popular search engine in a last-minute attempt to prove his identity. John Martinkus,
I don't care.
Not to you, to him. I'm apologizing for manipulating, like, totally butchering his name.
Okay.
Martinkus.
He's not listening.
That's right. Probably not. An experienced freelancer said he was held hostage for almost 20 hours when Sunny Cap Kidnap... That's a good kidnapping group's name. We're the Sunny Kidnappers.
It's Sunny, actually.
Oh. I'll never be a news broadcaster.
That's okay.
My aspirations are shot to hell. I'd mess up all of the presidents around the world's names.
You could be a cameraman.
There you go. There's a nice, boring job. News cameraman. Maybe on out in the field. That would be cool, but not in the studio.
There you go.
Sunni kidnappers decided to search online to verify his job was not with the CIA. Martinkus said throughout his ordeal, he pleaded not to be killed and appealed that he was neither American nor a spy, but rather freelance media. According to the Journal, when Google results showed that he was an Australian author of a book detailing how the U.S. faces an uphill struggle in Iraq, it meant his first chance at freedom. These guys, they're not stupid, he told reporters on his release. They are fighting a war, but they are not savages. They are not actually killing people willy-nilly. There is no reason for them to kill me, he said.
That's a good phrase. They're not killing people willy-nilly.
Must be Australian phrase. No, I know that phrase. That's kind of... kind of has a joking attitude. It's quite weird.
Yeah, that's just kind of funny that he would use that term.
Yeah, like he was held captive, is going to die, and he's like talking about it using the words willy-nilly. conversely, he said British hostage Kenneth Bigley and other American hostages kidnapped in Iraq suffered different circumstances. There was a reason to kill Bigley. There was a reason to kill two Americans. There was not a reason to kill me. Those are kind of strange words to say.
What was the reason? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know what reason in his mind. Probably not a reason in his mind, but a reason in their mind, he was saying.
Yeah.
This might have been taken quite out of context, because those are kind of harsh words.
It sounds
to say.
Like I can't think of any reason to,
yeah,
like behead someone and film it.
Yeah, not a good reason there. Mr. Martinicus is no stranger to the dangerous spots around the world. Having already worked in East Timor, he was in Iraq working this time for SBS Broadcasting. And how would you actually mistake an Australian? I guess if you don't speak the language, you wouldn't know the accent.
If you don't speak the language, you wouldn't know the accent.
That's true. So I wouldn't know accents, different African accents or different Iraqi accents.
Yeah.
Like, it just would be totally different. Yeah.
All they see is, like, fairly complected white man, and you're dead.
Yeah. He described his ordeal as an interesting experience, suggesting it was more stimulating than the news feature he had prepared the past 2 weeks on Iraqi rebel cleric.
Stimulating? Okay.
Stimulating and interesting. How about
that? This guy's a fucking freak.
No kidding. It was very interesting and stimulating.
He sounds more English. It was very stimulating.
I think he's being so polite that he can't even express how he felt. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It's kind of funny.
It is, in a demented way. Okay, mm-hmm. Professor turns hemp into auto parts. Somebody sent this in to me, and I apologize. I did not write down your name. Who sent this in to me? Sorry.
He doesn't write anything down. Trust me. I asked him about that.
I do. I've given credit to people who send it.
Well, yeah, but you don't write. You just said you don't write it down. I'm like, no, he doesn't write it down.
I forgot this time. Plant
it's
material.
Okay.
Plant
don't
material
cry.
Combined with synthetic plastics create tough, completely biodegradable biocomposites. How many bios do you need? If Mohini Sain has his way, cars of the future may be fitted with tough, durable, and completely biodegradable bumpers made of hemp.
No.
Yes.
No.
They're made
it
of plastic
either.
Now, so. Sain, a professor of University of Toronto, I think it's University of Toronto. Yes, it is. Faculty of Forest. Forestry and Department of Chemical Engineering and Applied Chemistry. How about that faculty?
Wow.
A Forestry and Department of Chemical Engineering and Applied Chemistry creates biocomposites from processed plant fibers.
There's a lot of bad hair in that group.
Oh, lots of math hair going on there. His latest research, published in the August issue of Materials Research and Innovations, and the July issue of Macromolecular Materials and Engineering, describes his way to create a material from hemp, a member of the cannabis family, that is both strong and lightweight. We hope to develop this technology for automotive interior parts. Okay.
Okay.
Like instrument panels, structural applications for buildings and sports equipment, and ultimately medical devices such as cardiac devices and blood bags. Interesting. So I guess it's not used for structural... it says structural. Sorry. So I guess he is using for very strong applications.
Yeah.
But I've always heard that hemp
doesn't get rained on too much here. You'll be okay.
That's right. It just kind of washes away.
Yeah, my car is dissolving around me.
Oh, Gluco sent that in. There we go. Gluco in the IRC claimed that he sent that in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gluco. I'm sorry for missing your name. I try my hardest. Sarutstra sent this next one in. A man was attacked and injured after jumping into a lion's den at the Taipei Zoo and trying to convert the lions to Christianity.
I saw this too. This is awesome.
46-year-old.
This was all over the TV. Just everywhere.
It screams like weird link of the day, weird news story of the day, of course.
And they bit the crap out of the guy.
and nobody is surprised. A man was attacked and injured after jumping into a lion's den at the Taipei Zoo trying to convert the lions to Christianity.
Yeah, the lions ate the Christians too, okay?
Yeah, remember that. The 46-year-old man leaped into the dens of African lions and shouted, "Jesus will save you!" According to the report, he said it just like that. According to the report, he also said, "Come bite me!"
You did.
That's great. Well, they did. Before one of the male lions attacked and bit the man.
Oh.
It says click here for more images, so I guess there's some pictures there.
Yeah, you'll find a if you go to iFilm, you'll find a video of it.
iFilm has a film of it? Oh my God, that's so
yeah, cool. It was all over the news, dude.
Cool.
Everywhere.
Video showed the lion ripping a jacket off the man at the zoo in Taiwan's capital, clawing him and then biting the man in the leg. The zoo workers were able to drive off the lion with water hoses and tranquilizer guns. And I think they should have tranquilized the guy.
Jesus. Yeah, they said the guy was lucky because they had just fed the lions.
Yeah, the lions were fed early in the day. Otherwise, the man might have been more seriously injured or killed. So they're just chewing on him a bit. Just an after-dinner play toy. Or
very
a snack. This one's from Spider Jerusalem. 130-year-old Chinese fire put out. I couldn't believe it. Like, you see that tire fire in Springfield in The Simpsons in the opening credits, and
right.
I thought that was kind of a joke. Like things don't burn that long. You're able to put them out, but no, this one's 130 years old. A fire that broke out more than 100 years ago at a Chinese coal field has finally been extinguished.
Well, yeah, that probably would burn for a while.
Yeah, a lot of fuel down there, I think. In the last 4 years, firefighters have spent $12 million in efforts to put out the flames at...
this long place that we can't read.
Yeah, long place that we can't read. Kaleri near Yumgu at the Xinjiang province. Please go to the link for... pronunciations and
yes.
spellings. While ablaze, the fire burned up an estimated 1.8 million tons of coal every year, according to Chinese official news agency. Local historians said the fire first broke out in 1874, ITAR TASS reported.
Wouldn't you feel like a failure if it took you 130 years to get this done?
I think they probably gave up after a while and then it's like, okay, we're gonna do it now. Here's some money. Let's do it.
Yeah, because aren't we supposed to have, like, you know, mastery of fire?
You think so, eh?
And it took 130 years to put it out.
Wow. The burning coal emitted 100,000 tons of harmful gases, including carbon monoxide and sulfur dioxide.
Well, it's good to know they were in a hurry.
Yeah, you know, don't rush it. It'll burn itself out. Any decade now, it'll just burn itself. You know, it's not burning itself out. Throw some money at this problem.
Mm-hmm.
The continuing blaze is thought to also cause environmental damage to the region. Really?
No kidding. Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. This next one's also from Spider Jerusalem. And he titles this one, War on Education. Wow. Wait till you hear this one. The National Guard fighter jet strafes New Jersey school with 25 rounds of ammunition.
Yep, I saw this one too.
A national
TV.
All on TV. The magic of television. A National Guard F-16 fighter jet on a nighttime training mission strafed an elementary school with 25 rounds of ammunition. Nobody
yep,
was
very
injured.
True. That not a soul.
Is insane. The military is investigating the incident that damaged Little Egg Harbor Intermediate School. Little Egg Harbor Intermediate School. Shortly after 11 p.m.
They just cracked the egg, too.
No kidding. Right down the middle. Police were called when a custodian, who was the only person in the school at the time, heard what sounded like someone running across the roof.
Yeah, it was bullets.
Yeah, lots of bullets.
Big bullets.
Big F-16 bullets. Police Chief Mark Sino said officers noticed punctures in the roof. Ceiling tiles had fallen into classrooms, and there were scratch marks in the asphalt outside. The pilot of the single-seat jet was supposed to fire at a target on the ground 3.5 miles away from the school. Even that's scary. Commander of the 117th Fighter Wing of the... Blah, 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 blah. He does not know what happened that led to the school getting shot up. The plane was 7,000 feet in the air when the shots were fired. The gun, an M61A1 Vulcan cannon, is located in the plane's left wing. It fires 2-inch-long bullets. They are made of lead and do not explode.
That's true.
The National Guard takes this situation very seriously.
Well, yeah, they would.
Really? The safety of our people and the surrounding communities are at our foremost concern. One hint. Please move your target range more than 3.5 miles away, especially when you're shooting up at 7,000 feet in the air.
3.5 miles to the military is nothing, because they have guns that will shoot for miles.
Yeah.
So, like, 3.5 miles is, like, across the street, pretty much.
Wow. Okay, take it way out of range. Take it way to some uninhabited island or something. Oh, my God, don't do
and it,
target practice 3.5 miles away from a school.
Yeah, at 3.5 miles, at 7,000 feet, is about the length of your finger, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy to mess that up.
Yeah, wow. Being so close to the range, that's always in the back of our minds. It is very scary. I have children in that school and relatives that work there. And this is the Mike Dupree, president of the Township's Board of Education. The range has been used by the military since the end of World War II, long before this area of South Jersey was developed. Spider Troopers.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
It's going to be a huge mess.
That's quite a debacle.
People are going to lose their jobs over this one.
Oh,
this is
God, yeah.
Not funny.
And I fully expect that range will be moved away.
One would hope.
I would hope so. Like, that just blows my mind that's even that close. This one's from Spider Jerusalem as well. This news actually came out either shortly after last week's show or just before last week's show. Movie industry to sue file sharers. Have we already done this one?
I think we've done so many of them, we don't know.
I know, it's just...
Because it's probably the same story over again.
Could be, but I'm going to reinforce the fact because it's not good. Taking a cue from the recording companies, Hollywood movie studios are preparing to file copyright infringement lawsuits against computer users. It says they're legally distributing movies online. A source familiar with the studio's plans said Wednesday. The lawsuits will target movie fans who share digitized versions of the film over peer-to-peer networks, with the first wave of litigation planned for as early as Thursday, according to the source who spoke on the condition of anonymity.
Uh-oh.
Like the recording industry, which began suing individual music file sharers last year, the movie studios plan an ongoing litigation campaign. The Motion Picture Association of America, which represents the major film studios, declined to comment on Wednesday, but the organization issued a release saying its chief executive would be making a major announcement regarding illegal file sharing of motion pictures on peer-to-peer networks.
Have fun wasting your money.
No kidding. You're going to just, like, it hasn't slowed. Like, you can just quite easily still get all the music you want, all the movies you want, no matter how much you're going to scream and shout from the hilltops. And Deathiest posts, don't copy that floppy in the IRC. If anybody has not seen that...
I've seen that. That's, like, the lamest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, it's a 9-minute rap about people not copying floppy disks. This is way back in the...
Way back in the early days.
Late 80s, early 90s. Think early 90s, and it's sad, sad rap. Oh, it's painful. I couldn't even sit through it. I had to turn it off.
Yeah, I sat through it, but I went into convulsions shortly after.
It's comical, but only for about 30 seconds. So, beware. The MPAA claims the U.S. movie industry loses more than $3 billion annually in potential global revenue because of physical piracy or bogus copies of videos and DVDs of its films.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
You're making backups there. Backups.
That, yeah. Because the originals get lost.
They do. Lost back to the movie store. this next one's sent in by Zero Fiber. You know what? I'll skip that one.
Okay.
It's about a monkey that can feed it. You can post the link, but I'm not going to talk about it. A monkey that can feed itself with a robotic arm simply by using its signals from its brain.
Well, now I got to scroll back up.
Sorry. That one's not underlined either.
No, I see that.
And I didn't get the story to post in.
A monkey that can feed itself with a robotic arm.
Well, yeah, that's right. Monkeys.
We have people that can do that, too.
Yeah. WHAS and others don't air Ryan.
That's ridiculous.
This is totally, totally ridiculous. Louisville WHAS TV was one of the 20 ABC affiliates that refused to air the World War II epic Saving Private Ryan last night. Wasn't last night, but, you know, it's on the November 11th. Some stations were fearful that the FCC might fine them for the movie's profanity. Others, like WHAS, wanted to air the movie at a later time.
Take it out, like they do everything else. They could just blank it out.
They could. The network already had shown the Academy Award-winning 1998 movie, which also contains graphic wartime violence, without incident in 2001 and 2002.
Yeah.
Unedited. Jesus.
People are just pussies. That's what it is.
Pussies
now.
And reactionaries.
Don't put that on TV. I'll be scarred for life.
We're sensitive now because of other things, and we weren't the 2 years before that you showed it.
We want to be a nice, furry, happy country.
Oh, God. The affiliate's decision not to show the film this time was widely seen as a reflection of lengthening shadow of fear.
Yeah.
And doubt that TV and radio stations are operating under since the infamous, stupid, pointless Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction at this year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was no malfunction, okay? That was so intentional, it's not even funny. But nonetheless...
Nonetheless,
I mean,
we shall move on. The FCC slapped CBS with a half a million dollar fine for that indiscretion after receiving a record 540,000 whimpering, stupid, idiotic, complaining, reactionary people complaining to CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid, stupid, stupid people.
That's why it was so high.
A million people.
That's why it was so high.
Yeah.
I sort of agreed with that one, though. I did, because that wasn't a forum in which something like that should have happened.
No.
That's supposed to be a family show.
Supposed to be.
Yes, it is.
If it was a mistake, then it's a mistake. Move on. Jeez. People
mm-hmm.
make mistakes.
Yes, they do.
Let's fine them for the mistake that could never have ever been prevented, ever. Unless we duct taped everybody's clothes on. Jesus.
That might be interesting.
That would be.
Yeah, yeah. MTV would probably try that someday.
The re-election of President Bush, partly on moral values platform, was also seen as a driving factor, some of the station's anxiety.
Don't even get me started on that.
About 160 ABC affiliates said they plan to broadcast the film at 8 last night, which they did. So,
it's a good movie. They should show it.
Excellent movie, and I wouldn't say it was expanding on the truth or portraying something that really probably didn't happen.
That's what happened.
Deal with the truth.
It's like, they want us to show something realistic on TV.
And also,
we can't do that.
This is not a surprise. If it's on TV, it's Saving Private Ryan. It's a movie about World War II. People get killed in World War II.
Yeah.
People swore in World War II as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what they're all about. And so, Jesus. Real life sucks. And they're going to show it on TV. Get used to it. If you don't like TV, turn it off or throw it out your window or something.
The only reality they want is the reality TV that they make for them.
Yeah,
They want stuff like Survivor and all this other crap.
Yeah.
But they don't want to watch something like Saving Private Ryan where you might actually learn something.
Or know how horrible war is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's move on. Too much. More horrible things. Police use taser gun to subdue 6-year-old student wielding a piece of glass.
Oh, I heard about this one, too.
Well, that's a nice big rehash for you then, eh?
Welcome to Mainstream Newsweek on Rantsby.
Sorry about that. Miami-Dade police tasered a 6-year-old boy who was wielding a piece of glass in a school office and threatening to hurt himself. Officials confirmed Thursday. I heard some other people that he was already cutting himself. You did already do it. Okay, it goes on. Police say they followed their own guidelines and only tasered the child because they were afraid he would hurt himself. But the incident has raised calls for the department tightening its policies regarding the use of stun guns, which shoot 50,000 volts of electricity current through a subject. The incident happened on October 20th at Kelsey Farr Elementary School. The principal, Maria, called 911 after the child, who has not been identified, broke a picture frame in the assistant principal's office. The boy began waving the piece of glass around, holding a security guard at bay. Wow.
Okay, see, on the news, they never said this part. So I thought it was really crazy that they just went in and tasered the kid. But
yeah,
if he was cutting himself
and threatening other people, you got to curb the situation somehow. I don't know if taser's the absolute best way of doing it. It's effective, I guess.
Well, I can tell you, I have a 7-year-old nephew, and kids in that age range don't really reason really well.
Not really.
I don't think they should taser kids either, but what do you do with a kid that's got a big piece of glass?
And he's cutting himself and stuff. But
cutting himself,
let's
right.
go on with the story and see what else he was doing to lead up to the tasering. Two Miami-Dade police officers responded, followed by school police officers. When they got there, the boy had already had a cut under his right eye and another on his hand from the glass. The three officers talked to the boy, trying to get him put down the glass, according to a police report. One of the officers slid a trash can to him, hoping he would throw the glass away if he didn't want to give it to any of the five adults there. Then the officer contacted a supervisor to see if there was a policy specifically prohibiting the use of stun gun on a child. There isn't, and the officer was told to do what she felt was necessary. The two officers continued to try to talk to the child, who did not respond. Then he cut his own leg, and the officers acted. One of the officers shocked him with a taser while the other one grabbed him, preventing him from falling to the ground. The boy was treated by Miami-Dade fire rescued at the school and taken to Jackson Memorial Hospital, where he's committed for psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
By using the taser, we were able to stop the situation, stop him from hurting himself. We inflicted no injuries on him. We were able to take him to the hospital, and hopefully he's going to get the mental health and attention he needs. Sure, he could have been tackled and maybe injured. Maybe his arm broken, or maybe that glass could have cut him in a critical area, which is possible, especially if he's cutting his leg. There's very, very large arteries there.
This annoys me because none of this was mentioned on the news report. They just
said
that... Of
course not. Child killed by taser gun. News at 6.
Yes. All they said was the kid broke a picture frame, and then they called the cops on him for doing that. And then they tasered him, and I'm like, okay, that seems a little odd.
Yeah, well, they want to get everybody all excited about it, and I try and get as much of the news story as possible. Sometimes it doesn't come through, depending on which news source I get it from. But this is obviously a very thorough news source. And the decoy said maybe they could just use the No More Tears capsicum spray instead.
There you go.
Yet others in the community wonder why four adults, three officers, and a security guard weren't able to control a six-year-old without resorting to a stun gun. I guess they've never really dealt with a six-year-old very much, eh?
No, you don't really, you know, deal with a six-year-old too often who holds himself hostage with a piece of glass, you know?
Not a usual situation.
That's really not in the book anywhere.
Police would not release any details on the size of the child. The department is reviewing the case. Because they were saying they couldn't subdue a six-year-old. Must have been a pretty big kid.
Maybe he had a really big piece of glass.
Yeah, it could have been a very big piece of glass.
And you know.
Picture frames can be very large, especially in schools. You know, the big class photos.
You can't really say unless you were there.
That's right.
And you have to be careful.
That's what Sean said. That's what Sean said when I told him about this incident. He's like, because he works security, right?
Right.
Security guard at night. And he's like, some people scream, police brutality, but he goes, you weren't there. The guys were psycho. They were going to kill somebody, right?
Yeah.
And they get taken down by tasers or whatever, right?
Yeah, I thought it might have been brutality, too, or the person who called the cops was just crazy, but now that I read this, because they didn't say all this stuff before, it's like, well, what do you do?
What do you do? Like, the kid is starting to cut his leg open. He's going to die.
You gotta put him down somehow.
He's gonna bleed to death. Of course, you could go get him after he started to cut himself and he's bled and fainted, but...
You don't really want to charge somebody like that either, because things could happen.
Cut himself some more, and you could drive the piece of glass right into his leg.
Or into you.
People are saying rubber bullets. No. Little kid.
Those are bad, too, because rubber bullets and beanbags are bad because somebody died in Boston a few weeks ago from one of the riots from the World Series.
Yeah.
There was a riot in Boston, and they accidentally shot a girl in the eye and killed her.
Oh, yeah. Phasers set to stun. Shoot the tasers.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously worked out okay in this case, and people are still complaining about it. But, you know, I guess they had nothing else. There was nothing, no other way to... This is the safest way they could have taken him down.
I think it is, too.
Possibly. I wasn't there. Nobody was there except for the people there. And that's what the police... All of the police officers there thought the same thing. And their chief. And they deal with people all day long.
Yeah.
Which doesn't say that police officers make the right decision all the time, but they might have in this case. Obviously, they did, according to the outcome.
Yeah.
ID for kids, just in case. A six-year-old is photographed Monday by Chartiers Township Police Chief James Horvath. Five-year-old Madison Schwartzmiller likes to play in the swing set with her friends Aaron, Brianna, and Kayla. She also knows her address and phone number. All this information, along with her favorite colors and the fact that the kindergarten student at Allison Elementary School in Blah has no favorite hiding spot in her house and are on a disc that are to be sent home to her parents. The disc, along with fingerprint cards and DNA kit, are part of the Child Identification Program Packet. Offered by the... Well, this, we did this like...
Did we?
Like two years ago or a year ago. We did this on the Sean Kennedy Show.
I guess because we weren't doing this a year ago.
Offered by the Pennsylvania Freemasons. In partnership with the Crime Prevention Association of Pennsylvania, CHIP is in response to the alarming number of children reported missing across the United States. There's actually more information. I didn't realize this was the same thing. There's much more strange information than this, that I'm going to say. If you do some research into this. Some youngsters, like 6-year-old Brennan Dunn, have difficulty remembering his street address or the names of his friends. When Police Chief James Horvath asked his age, he held up his hand and his index finger. Every so often we'll get a kid to tell their favorite hiding spot. If we get a report of a missing child, the first thing we do is thoroughly search their house. We found two that way, one hiding behind a couch and the other in a closet. Horvath said the information included in the packet is crucial in the event of a child is reported missing. The photo can be quickly downloaded and distributed to the media if need be.
Okay.
So I would... the DNA kit includes envelopes for hair samples, two nail clippings, and three swabs for saliva samples. Horvath would like to get a camera so the department can update the discs each year. Goal is to program to have 50,000 children processed in the state. When the information is sent home, some parents think that we are the state insurance program for kids, so they throw out the forms thinking they don't need insurance. Parents are encouraged to put the information in a safe place. So, as long as this isn't really kept anywhere but with the parents...
Yeah, I think it's okay.
I think that's completely fine, but there's some... I seem to remember quite vividly that there's something more sinister behind this. Not quite sure, though. You'll have to research that on your own. But anytime they're categorizing and totally documenting all the children in the United States and fingerprinting everyone.
Well, they've done that for years.
For safety reasons. Yeah, but not on a huge wide scale kind of thing with DNA and everything. Oh, my God.
I've been fingerprinted.
Have you?
When I was little, sure. They did it at the mall, actually.
I don't think I have, thank goodness. Because then I won't be accused of any crime that I may, but that I've not committed. I may have put my fingerprints on some place that got broken into the next day, and it's like, you did it. You were in this area. Well, I was, but I didn't break in. Well, your fingerprints are in the store.
Yeah,
I'm screwed. I shopped there, by the way.
I'm screwed because I put my hands on everything. I use my hands to get around. Yeah, I use furniture, whatever I can touch. That's how I get around.
Your DNA and your fingerprints are all over the place.
It's all over. There's no way. I am totally screwed.
Wow. This next one is awfully frightening. Homeland Security loudspeaker alert system in San Francisco. Sorry.
What's that going to do?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's yellow. It's orange. It's yellow. It's orange in New York.
Yeah.
50 leftover World War II siren poles in Union Square, downtown, and the Fisherman's Wharf area will be brought into the 21st century using a $2.1 million Homeland Security grant from the federal government. During a press conference announcing the upgrades, the sirens blared at noon over the Union Square on Tuesday, followed by a deep voice calling out, "This is a test. This is a test of the outdoor warning system. Please duck and cover." No, this is only a test. While joking that the new citywide loudspeaker system could be interpreted as a little bit of Big Brother, Mayor Gavin Newsom said he was pushing to get all the updated broadcasting units in place by January, because just in time for Bush, because of their potential benefits in case of emergency. The new speakers will make more common the familiar air raid siren heard by some neighbor residents Tuesday, and allowing pre-recorded and live messages to be broadcast by the mayor and public safety officials, just in case any F-16s strafe your local elementary school.
Well, yeah. See, to me, this isn't news, because we've got air raid sirens and stuff out here where I live.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not too far from a military base, a couple miles.
Okay.
So, but it's a pretty normal thing. It's like air raid siren, storm siren, And see, I guess in San Francisco it's news. Here it's not.
Yeah, I know there are a lot of places that do have these sirens, even left over, of course, from World War II, as I said.
Yeah. And here it goes off every first Tuesday of each month, the siren goes off as a test.
Oh, wow.
So it's a pretty common thing.
Ricky Rocket actually says, hurry up and be afraid. Newsom recalled that in 1989, when the Loma Prieta earthquake caused widespread damage in the marina, there was no rapid outdoor broadcast available. Misinformation, such as rumors that the entire Bay Bridge has collapsed, spread quickly, as more accurate updates did. This tool is to calm people's nerves, to calm their fears, and in a worst-case scenario, to direct people, he concluded.
Yeah.
The mayor added that a few cities in the United States are compact enough to mount such a state-of-the-art system that reaches everyone. Official Office of the Emergency Service Chief Anne Marie called the noon sirens a weekly reminder for preparedness. I don't like that.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah.
This is your weekly reminder.
I'm yet to ever hear like a loud siren that calms people.
You know, I freak out anytime I have heard those in like towns that I've been in. Like,
yeah.
Passing through them, it's like, what the hell is that? Like, we don't have them here. They've never gone off anyway.
Yeah, it's quite a normal thing where I live.
She says she hopes people heed the siren call to check their water and food supplies, as well as their plans on how to coordinate communication and care for their children and other family members in case of natural or man-made disasters. So now I'm going to play something for you that goes right along with this. Let me just cue it up.
I know what you're gonna play.
Oh, of course you do, and I think everybody else can kind of guess if they think long and hard about it.
And how long is it?
It is 3 minutes long, and then we're gonna go to the phone calls.
Okay.
And if you would like to call in, we use Skype, skype.com, and my name on there, our name, is Rant Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And also in your private message me in the IRC and private message me what you want to talk about. And of course, all the talk tonight, I'm guessing 101% of it will be about the announcement at the top of the hour. People asking questions about how it's going to work and blah, blah, blah.
You say that now, you know what we're going to get?
Nothing at all. Wonderful.
We'll get Purdon and nothing else.
Well, we're not going to talk to Purdon, so.
Okay.
Unless he has something incredibly intelligent to say.
Which is unlikely.
So that's why we want you to, if you just want to talk about Sean and this announcement, you can just say about Sean or whatever. And just private message me. And also private message me your Skype real name, because that's what it goes by. So we're going to go to that. I'm going to play the message, and we're going to go to calls. Not message, we're going to play this thing. It's Jill Baffer's message from our sponsor.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your homes. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights.
Anyone failing to attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
1, 2, 3, 4,
no, we're not going to email again. Oops. It played the emails. Awesome. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back.
We're back. Okay.
So let's go to...
Who's calling?
Liquid Blue wants to call in.
Okay.
But I don't see him on the list here. That's not his name. So let's go to the next one. If Liquid Blue could please message me his real name.
I need to talk to you after class, Liquid Blue. Thank you very much.
That's right. Let's see. Oh, Ricky Rocket asks, he doesn't want to register on the forum, but he would be able to pay a fixed amount if it wasn't PayPal. That is absolutely doable, no problem with that, and we will give full instructions on how to do that when that opens up and we are going with that.
Yeah, some people don't like PayPal.
Oh, I totally understandable. There's been recent debacles with PayPal and stuff. I haven't had any problems with it, but I have heard from other people.
It's working good for me so far.
Yeah, me too. I always take out all the money that it builds up, because I do eBay stuff. I put stuff on eBay all the time, so there's some stuff that it builds up, so I always make sure I keep a nice and low amount in there.
I actually don't leave any money in my PayPal account.
It's a good idea.
As soon as it goes in, I take it out.
Because I've heard that they could freeze it any second and with no reason at all.
As soon as I give it, I send it straight to the bank.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I keep a little bit of a balance in there just in case, but Opinion Blue wants to talk, and he is on the list. Yay!
Hello?
Opinion Blue.
Hello, Opinion Blue.
How are you guys doing that?
We're good. Don't do it.
I'm not going to. No, what I was going to talk about tonight is the whole G4 debacle. Have you guys heard about it?
I know they canceled one of their shows with one of their hosts.
They canceled Unscrewed with Martin Sargent, and they fired Alex Albrecht, and I've got the link to where he talks about it on his blog.
And how were those shows? How was Unscrewed? Is that a good show?
Unscrewed was okay, but...
I didn't like it. I thought it sucked. But that's just...
Unscrewed was okay. I like the screensavers better, but they've completely destroyed the screensavers as well.
Yeah.
The only two on there are Kevin Rose and Sarah Lane now, so...
Right.
And they're going to relaunch it on the 29th. And so it's supposedly, they're supposed to mix Pulse, which is G4's flagship show, with the screensavers. So, and they took the tech out of G4 Tech TV as well.
So a lot of readjustment, as per usual, when they get swallowed up by a bigger company, et cetera, right?
Yeah, essentially. Corp Mates screwed all of us.
What, Smokehouse?
I still miss Leo DePort.
Leo DePort?
Leo DePort he was awesome.
He does a call for help in Canada now,
yes,
like
he
on
does.
The Canada G4 section. You can download it on like torrent sites and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about Sean K's thing? Or
yeah,
are you wanting to see Sean K back on the air?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll donate. I don't know how I'm going to donate to you guys. What are you going to set up? How are you going to set it up?
We're going to make it really easy with PayPal at first, and then we're going to make some other options.
Okay.
I guess we could do cash. We could do like money orders. Any kind of way to get money, I guess, over.
Carrier pigeon.
Carrier pigeon. Whatever is easiest for the person. But initially, of course, PayPal is going to be right there, and that's instant. And I know a lot of people do have PayPal because they use eBay and et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of people also don't have PayPal. So they're,
yeah.
Like everyone
well, see,
is,
I have.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have PayPal, but the problem is my debit card isn't set up to register online. It only has 10 numbers, and debit and credit cards are supposed to have like 16 or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know.
At worst, it's cash. And everyone has cash. So a cash and a stamp. Yeah. That makes it nice and easy for everyone.
Mail you $20 in an envelope.
Exactly. There you go.
You'll transfer
it
to Canada.
Make it a thick envelope.
Yeah, make it a nice thick envelope, very well contained, so the people at the post office don't decide that it's a little bonus for them.
Yeah.
So we'll work that out and put it all on the site for everyone to choose which option they want, and it'll all be covered there. So I'm really excited about seeing Sean back on the air, because I'd love... Just listening to his shows, and we'll be able to make it for download and put on like twice a day so everyone in different time zones can hear it and stuff like that.
Yeah, all the stuff you're suggesting, though, might put Sean a little bit over the edge. 5 days a week for a show and a blog and all the newsletters.
Isn't it funny how we had this conversation yesterday?
That's a very, very valid point. But if you think about it this way, Sean works at a job right now, right? He works 8 hours a day at a job. Transfer those 8 hours at that job to 8 hours working for everyone for people listening to Rant and listening to his show. 8 hours is a long time in a day. So Monday to Friday, one out of the 8 hours is dedicated to the radio show. Another hour is dedicated to, I don't know, getting the news stories for the radio show. Another hour is for writing his book. Another hour is for recording After Now. Another hour is for preparing patrolling or shooting patrolling. It would definitely fill his day up, but you still would have lots of time, because that 8 hours that he was normally working at a job would be a different job working for the people that support him, that really want to hear what he has to say and do all the stuff for you guys.
And if anything, I hope it roll out. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, go ahead. You see, you base the entire principle on the fact that if everybody gives him a dollar that everybody knows and everybody supports him and everybody gives him a dollar, then he can do it. But you have plenty of people. If you'll go back to your poll and you look at your poll, in just the last hour and a half, you've had people say, I'll give him more than a dollar.
Well, that's good, too. It would benefit even more, and it would help the people that can give more than a dollar will help the people that can't give a dollar. Because I know some people... They're students. They are working really minimal jobs, and that's fine. That's how it's operated for a long time. We've given away our media for free, and that won't stop. Nothing will change. We will still give away all our media for free downloads. So the people who don't have money, I guess can get the slack picked up by people who have a little bit more money. So it is a community effort where everybody gives in their own way. Some people have no money and they contribute art. Like look at the artwork for the patrolling DVD cover. Like, maybe he doesn't have any... Shrine Master doesn't have money, but he's an amazing graphic artist. And he can put stuff together. So everybody contributes in their own way. And people who only have a dollar, that's only $12 a year. Most people could probably swing that. But some people can swing more. Some people can't even swing anything. And that's fine, too.
Yeah. I got some other stuff to talk about before you guys decide to go ahead and kick me off. Tell Sean to check his live journal comments, because I put a comment on there because I actually found it this week. I didn't know he had one.
Cool.
And I found it this week, and I asked his for his advice on put together a radio drama. See, I'm planning on doing some stuff to start up a radio drama. I'm going to invest about six grand into it.
Nice.
And, hold up, dude. You might want to rethink that one.
Yeah, maybe. Why do you need six grand for a radio drama?
Well, it's
a microphone. A microphone?
New computer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, new computer, audio equipment. So I want to be able to do it stuff legit.
Completely directly associated with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I spent $5,000 on my camera, but you know, it mostly. Actually, I only use it for Rant. But
you're crazy, though.
I am crazy. I am crazy as well.
I'm looking to start up a radio drama and just tell him to give me his best advice. He's got my link and, you know, his live journal, stuff like that.
Yeah, for people that are going to post to his live journal, please don't be disappointed if he doesn't answer you.
Because he probably won't.
He probably won't, because he's really busy with work and doing all of this stuff for Rant as well. You never know in the future when all this happens, he may have some more time to answer questions. Like you could actually send questions in and he'll answer them on the radio show. Like that would be very cool.
If anything, I hope this relaxes him.
I think it will because it'll give him time to do what he likes, which is writing and entertaining people.
He needs to calm down, I think, just a little bit.
I'm shooting on this whole radio drama thing. I'm shooting for a April 2005 release date on the first episode, I'm thinking it'll be monthly.
Are you hoping to air it through us?
I'll try to. I'm trying to get some voice talent nailed down right now, and I've got a couple contacts, and I'm trying to get with some different people to get some voice talent down. Now I'm gonna put as much effort into it as humanly possible.
That's very cool.
I've got the link to start off. It's kind of the advertising type thing. It's a journal that I've modded into basically the precursor for the story, and I'm posting the link in the IRC. Anybody who it's on Zanger right now, the precursor stuff, just the base, the writing out. But it's a story I've been working on for about 7 years, so I'm going to try to get it out to as many people as possible.
So you're pretty serious about this then, eh?
Yes, I am.
Well, keep us informed about it, and we'd love to hear
it. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Smokey's the guy to talk to about if you want to get it on the air here.
Start kissing
my butt now. I'll also step out a couple things. I'm working with a friend of mine.
I know it.
No. It's nothing bad. I'm working with a friend of mine on a local forum website that we have here in Northwest Arkansas and Northeast Oklahoma, and it's carpetburn.org. I'm working with him. It's basically a local thing right now. We're going to bump it up, and we're eventually going to get it out to other people.
What is it? What is it?
What are you talking about?
It's just a local forum. It's basically...
For people in Arkansas?
For people... Yeah. For
people, so all those people out in Arkansas, go straight to that forum. That's hilarious.
And I was supposed to give a shout-out to a friend of mine, Sarah. I was supposed to say she has a fine ass, and...
We love you, Sarah. You have a fine ass.
She does. We want proof.
Yeah, we need some proof. If you're gonna come on the radio show and talk about fine asses, geez, post
we
a link.
We want proof.
Post a link.
Yeah, and I'm also supposed to say that if she gave me the chance, I'd stuff her like a Thanksgiving turkey. So there you go.
Okay. And now you've professed your love to her, or at least lost.
Yay!
We're a family show.
Real happy now.
Yeah, family show for sure. Okay.
But anyways, get that PayPal thing set up, and I'll definitely donate.
You betcha. I haven't even looked at the poll yet. I'm going to look at it after the show and, of course, be talking with Sean about that and get that going. I'm really excited about that. And looks like everyone else is, too. Thanks for phoning in.
All right, then. Well, talk to you guys later.
Later, man. So we've got Geek Club Radio wants to talk to us.
I knew he was going to plug something.
he just does that, doesn't he? But it was more mild this time. I think he's learning. I think he's learning.
He was toeing the line there.
Yeah, unless he's lying about it's only for Arkansas people, a local bulletin board. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, it's all right.
It's better than all the other stuff he usually does.
Send us royalties.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Geek Club Radio. How about them? You want to talk to them? Sounds good.
I suppose I sort of have to, right?
Do you go on their show, or...?
No, but they work for me, so I can't really shun them all that much.
Yeah. So let's see. Ringing. Oh, what the hell just happened? Oh, there. Just switched over. I hate that. It times out.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. Pick up your phone. Geek Club Radio. Turn off your radio. And pay attention to Skype, please. We're going to hang up on you in a second.
People always mess that part up.
Yeah, I think so, because they're listening to the radio show, and they're like, oh, I'll wait till... There's like 20-second, 30-second delay.
Yeah, you can't listen to the show and call us at the same time.
Okay. Well, we're going to go on to somebody else while they sort that out. We're going to go on to Glowstick. Let's see. I still don't see him on my list, but I... Oh, crap, it went away. But I'll find him. Just give me 2 seconds. There he is. It's not able to invite into the conference from that list. Oh, bastards. Please hold. What's his Psycho real name? There's his real name.
Idiot.
Psychofish says, I'm the man and I can shun whoever I want. Well, that, in a certain sense, that is true. But maybe I don't want to be an asshole today.
Yeah, that's right. We love everyone. Phoning glow stick now. Whose real name is something else other than glow stick, which is the way it's listed. Glow stick, your name is not glow stick under your preferences. It's look at it.
Maybe
it's,
it is.
It's your real name. It starts with a J and ends with an H.
Wow. Skype sure is fun.
Yeah, isn't it? So how are you doing tonight?
Oh yeah. I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay.
Alright, I was wondering,
go ahead.
Oh, is it really staticky again?
Is it?
That's okay. Is it staticky again, or?
Oh, no, you're fine. You're totally fine.
You're not too bad.
I'm the staticky one for you guys.
Yeah.
So, alright.
What do you want to talk about tonight?
I was wondering for the Sean Kennedy money thing, to adopt the Sean Kennedy. Does it accept checks or what?
PayPal.
Adopt him.
How are you guys doing that?
Yeah, we could do checks. It's not preferable. Of course, that'd be the last on the list, because if it starts bouncing around, then it's not going to work too well. PayPal is first. I know PayPal does do a checking kind of thing. I mean, I guess you're talking about not PayPal, like checks instead of PayPal.
Actually, I can do checking account through PayPal if that works.
That would work better. Yeah, that does work. You can do a lot of things. You can do a debit card through PayPal. You can do checks through PayPal.
You can do credit card through PayPal.
You can't do cash through PayPal, I don't think. You can't send them cash.
No,
but you can
I
do
said credit card.
You can do a credit card through PayPal. So there's a bunch of options there. Or, you know, cash is king, like Sean says. That works as well. So there's a lot of options. Probably not check. I would discourage that. More money order first than check. Check would be very last on my list.
Yeah.
Absolute last, because there's so many liabilities that comes with checks. Kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's a lot of liability.
Yeah. So, is that the question you had, or did you want to talk about it some more?
That's about it. I'll probably just go with the whole send a big envelope towards you guys.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll let you know when that's starting to happen on this radio show, and we're setting up an email list so Sean can also get out his weekly newsletters and stuff, so people can subscribe to that and get Sean in your inbox, and you can you'd also be able to check out his live journal and stuff. You know, he has a live journal right now, but he'd be updating that every day of his trials and tribulations as Sean Kennedy.
He tries to be so cool about it too, because he's like, they found my live journal. It's like, no, you put it out there. I was in the IRC, and I happened to look when someone with the exact same name of his journal popped in and said, look at my journal, and then left.
pretty subtle, huh?
Yeah,
I saw that too.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was
fun. Okay, so thanks for calling.
Thank you, and I'll see you guys probably next Sunday.
You betcha, with patrolling.
Woohoo!
Episode 9.
All right, take care, guys.
Later, bye-bye. With the second part of the AWOL bag. Richard and Adam from... There we go. There we go! Geek Love Radio.
Whoa.
Love Radio. How's it going?
It's going all right. How are you guys doing?
Pretty
good.
Damn good. So what's happening tonight with you guys?
Nothing right now. We've been having some, like, I don't know, like DNS problems and stuff, so our site's been in and out, but...
Oh, no.
You know. Yeah. Oh, well.
How's your show been going?
Oh, it's doing good, man. Doing good.
Awesome.
We got some good people lined up for the show. I think we're having Seth the Geek on after Thanksgiving break sometime.
What is that called? What?
Who's that one?
Steph the Geek. She was on Tech TV a couple times, and she's been on... she's like one of the camcorder girls.
Okay.
Really?
Nice.
Oh, we're going to have a girl on.
Yeah, let us know about that. I'll have to tune in for that one.
Yeah,
I'm talking to her. I've been talking to her for a bit, but she's trying to get some dates worked out that she can get on the show. So
that's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
When is your show on?
The show's on at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time.
So 7 o'clock Pacific Time, 7:30.
7:30.
On Monday nights.
Monday nights. Everybody check that out tomorrow night.
We're awful because he's like bribing us with girls to get us to listen to the show.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
We're actually having a couple sorority girls on the show tomorrow for anybody to listen.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to ministry. I won't be able. Oh, okay. I won't be able to listen, but Smokey might be able to listen.
Well, you know, all of his shows are downloadable.
So even if you miss them, you can get them.
Yeah, we have a live webcam now, actually, that we implemented.
Oh,
so you
guys
can check us out during the show.
That's sweet. Yeah. Do you have that link from your webpage, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I'll put it up in the IRC.
Yeah, if you could put up
Geek Love Radio.
GeekLoveRadio.com. Sweet. Yeah, put that in the IRC so everyone can check that out.
All right, cool.
So, did you come here to pimp your show?
Did you want to talk about something else? Well, I was going to ask, does Sean Kennedy do, like, radio show appearances? Because we were thinking about, like, asking him to be on the show.
Well,
because he's had some awesome rants on women.
Not right now he doesn't, because he doesn't have time. Because he has to work and stuff.
Yeah.
You never know in the future when he's doing this full time. He might have some time for doing that. That would be very cool if he could do some show whoring around, eh?
We got some money we could throw his way.
What?
We have some money we could throw his way, so...
Yeah, bribe him. Yeah, he's never been on this show. He's never been on this show. That tells you how much he...
Throw some money my way. I mean, if you got that much money to throw around, throw some Smokey's way.
What about the guy who's spending $6,000 on a computer and sound equipment? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, the server that's running our website is $10, so yeah.
Well, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
$10 a month or $10
No.
Total?
We went to total.
Wow.
That's
a deal.
Yeah. We bought this old server from this guy for like $10. So,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
There's some cheap
tech.
Way
to go, man.
That's awesome. Of course, it's like $15 in Canada, so that might be a touch expensive.
Yeah.
That's a whole day's pay.
That's right. Cool. So thanks for phoning in. Unless you had something else. Did you have something else to talk about?
That's cool.
I'm good.
That's cool, man.
Everybody check out his show tomorrow night. Check the schedule for your local time. 7:30
Pacific.
Because
he has girls on it.
Girls. Girls are on there. Okay.
Yes.
So thanks for phoning in. Check you later.
Yeah. All right. See you, man.
Bye. Let's see who else wants to phone
in. He doesn't do guest appearances too often. I think in the whole time we've ever done this, he's only done one.
Like, what do you mean? Oh, Sean?
Yeah, he's only done...
What did he do?
He did it with Frozen Fox. He was on his show once.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're right. Like, totally he's never been on another person's show. I think he's done it more than once on Frozen Fox's old show. What was that called?
Off-Axis,
yeah. I'm sure he went on it more than once. But
And he was going to do it with me that one night. I was on it, and then he didn't show up.
Bastard.
So, Sean's not much for doing the guest appearance thing.
Not too much. I think it takes a lot out of him.
Even if you go 2,700 miles, he still might not do it.
Exactly. Mainframe wants to talk. Mainframe's a good guy to talk to.
He's a good guy.
Yep. And he wants to talk about SK, which is Sean Kennedy. So far, it's been very positive.
So far.
That's very good. Of course, these are all fans of this show, which are in turn usually fans of Sean. So it all kind of goes hand in hand. Not going to be too much berating of Sean.
Yes. They're all fans by proxy.
Fans by proxy.
Good evening, guys.
Mainframe, how you doing tonight?
What's up, dude?
Hello.
Hello.
Here you.
Mainframe doesn't have his speakers turned up or something.
Mainframe?
Turned down his volume on Winamp. It's probably connected to his main volume and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mainframe. Oh, he's finished. Okay. He needs to sort that out and message me when he's got that all sorted out. Gluco wants to know what's playing in the background. It's Assemblage 23, their newest album. Absolutely magical. Please, please, please check that out. It's very good. Did Gluco want to talk tonight? Let's see. No, he doesn't want to talk. Let's go over to somebody else. Liquid Blue, who I think we tried to talk to. But did not work because his name is completely different. There's another name he's given me. Let's see if that is going to work. I doubt it. Nope, that name is not real at all. I need your real, real name. Go into your information on your Skype and tell me your real name.
The one your parents gave you.
Yeah, so message... Yeah, the one your parents gave you. Please message me again, Liquid Blue. Tell me your real name. And Mr. Echo has helped me out with that as well. It's not on my list as Neo Evangelist. I am totally sorry. It's not there. Please disconnect and reconnect up. Let's see if I can see who this person is. I don't know. View profile. Nope, that's not the person. So I'm looking through all these people's with real names on here. No, that's not the person. And we talk to that person. Let's see who this person is. Nope. Okay, we're going to go on to somebody else. Desert Runner. Our Australian connection.
Prime time.
Prime time Australian for our show. We got the good Australian connection down there. A whole bunch of people listening. Desert Runner, how are you doing this week?
I'm good. How are you?
You're speaking to us from the future, from Monday. You're all the way into Monday, aren't you?
I am. Had a holiday at school.
Of course, I'm in Monday.
So am I.
Yeah, it's not that future.
We're all in Monday.
We're all in Monday now. So, what's happening?
I just had a few questions about the Sean Kennedy thing.
Yes.
Sure.
My friend Skitto, firstly, would like to know how much a month it would get to put Uncle Dak on the radio.
Well,
that would
send
take
me
a
the
lot
money.
Of, yeah.
Send me the money and I'll think about it. How about that?
We're thinking of getting Uncle Dak on this radio show.
Really?
Well, didn't we talk about this? Didn't we talk about this for a brief period?
Not seriously.
Not seriously, no. I think it was for a political angle, but...
Well, we got to wait 4 years for that.
We got to wait another 4 years. But you never know. He may come on here. I doubt he'll be on the Sean Kennedy show or whatever it's going to be called.
No, because Sean might kill him.
Sean would basically kill him, basically.
basically
kill him. You have to listen to the What the Hell archives to the 26-hour marathon to really figure that one out. Oh, my God.
I have decided to count the basicallys in the 26-hour marathon.
Oh, wow. That's an undertaking.
Yeah, so I guess I've got holidays coming up, and that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, no, your holidays are going to be listening to the What the Hell marathon.
Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Do something better than that.
For 8 weeks.
Well, maybe put it on the background while you're programming or answering email or something. Please don't exclusively do that. That would be a waste of a holiday.
Yeah.
Unless you're driving somewhere and doing it in the car and you've got a little clicker counter or something. That would be okay. I would forgive you for that, but if you're intently listening with a pencil poised for Dax Basicallys for the next 26 hours, oh my goodness. But to each their own, Desert Runner. I would be actually interested in how many Basicallys there actually were. Actually.
I was thinking about doing the entire What the Hell archives, but that's just a bit insane.
That is insane. There is actually
just a little bit.
There is actually a project to do with the What the Hell archives. If you're going to really be a super insane fanboy, and you can email me what that is, because it's a really, really insane, crazy project. Like, believe me. But if you want to undertake it, I'm all for it. So if you want to email me, it will require writing down a couple of things every episode, the times and stuff, and
Oh, I think I know what that is.
Yep.
Sure. Next question.
Yes.
Was there a target price per month for the amount of money needed, or...?
No.
$5 billion.
$5 billion. No, there's no target price. This is what the poll that we're taking tonight is an indication of how people would feel about this.
Sure.
And from there, we're going to either go with it, or maybe source it out a bit more. And from what I've heard, it's probably a pretty sure go on what that it's going to happen. And it would be happening after the new year, after our sixth year anniversary, which is actually January 3rd, 2005. Very excited about that. There is no target number. Of course, it would have to supplant Sean's current wage that he's earning. And be able to switch over and do this full time.
Right, yeah, awesome.
Of course, I wouldn't be able to reveal what Sean is making. That wouldn't be very nice.
No.
But if there's enough support, we will be able to do that. And I think by hearing that some people are willing to give more than a dollar a month, that we can easily meet that goal. I think that would be really, really awesome to be able to get Sean on the radio for everyone.
Right. Next question. Can we use a credit card and not PayPal?
No.
No.
I don't have any facilities to...
That costs money.
Yeah, that costs a lot. Well, it costs a little bit of money, but a lot of trouble to set up. And I'll take Australian dollars. We can get those exchanged. Or you could do it at your end for Canadian dollars or whatever you'd like. Or American dollars. Well. It really doesn't matter what kind of dollars you want to send.
I'll send you my crazy Australian money.
Yeah, crazy. Is it see-through? I can't remember.
It's all different colors of plastic, and there's a little see-through bit on each thing.
Those are cool.
Like,
I love Australian money. Yeah. It's really, really durable, and it's got a see-through part. You can see right through it. Oh, it's so cool. Yeah.
So it's like big poker chips.
Orange notes and green notes and a pink note. It's very insane.
And you've got the queen on it, just like us, right? Canadians?
Yes, we have the queen.
Yay for the old queen. Hooray. Who has nothing to do with us. But it's fun to put her picture on there anyway, because she, I don't know, we like her. Yeah. Who knows?
She just sits around and takes our money.
Yeah, that's right.
We like to put old people on money for some reason. Old or dead.
Old or dead people. And we don't have any old or dead people. Well, there's actually on the front of our bills, there's Canadian old dead people. Yeah. And in the back, there's the queen or...
You got a hockey player on your $5 bill. You shouldn't even count as a country.
Hockey's important to us, even though nobody's playing right now.
Yeah, that's how important it is.
That's right.
There's no hockey anywhere.
No hockey. We've banned it. No more hockey. Until it gets on the $100 bill. That's it. Well, thanks for phoning in, unless you wanted to say something else.
No worries. No, I'll let you guys get on with the show.
Bastard.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to episode 9.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, thanks for phoning in.
You have to say bastard.
See you later.
Say bastard.
Bastard. Bastard.
Awesome. That made Smokehouse's night.
I did.
Okay.
Rightio.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Rightio.
I have to have that.
Barbed Wireless asks, I have 3 questions about Sean's new proposed exploits. 1, if it hooked on a nail while falling from a skyscraper, would your body be ripped apart? 2,
yes.
What does it do? 3, how well does it do it? Well, I think Sean will do it very well. Mainframe. You will have to stop the stream, not just mute. Try me again, mainframe. So he did figure out his little issue there. We'll be able to talk to him pretty quick here. That's what I thought. I think he put it on mute. Or he turned the volume all the way down. Well, both the same outcome, of course. So that's usually what happens in that case. Or if we can't hear him, he's turned down his microphone, or it's like sitting on his webcam or something. I love that. I love webcam chats. Those are the best.
How's this?
Mainframe, can you hear us
this
time?
Dude?
Yeah, finally. Talking about the Sean Kennedy thing, you know, mm-hmm. It sounds a lot like a PBS sort of thing.
It kind of is. It's a community supported thing, and of course with PBS, if nobody supports it, they go away. With us, it's a little bit different. If nobody supports it, we just kind of go back to what we're doing here. And Sean doesn't have a show, and Sean isn't able to put out, like, he's put out 2 books in the last 6 years, and he'd be able to put out 2 books every year because he'd be able to have enough time to do it. So it's kind of, if the people want it, it's there for the people. If people don't want it, then it just keeps on keeping on the way it keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does produce a lot of good stuff, but I think the question I have, what do your other DJs think about this? Are they going to start also begging for money in that?
They can if they want. I don't care.
That's fine. They can put little donates because they put in time. But
they put in a lot of time. They can do that.
Yeah. Rant is not taking any money. I'm not taking any money. So
no.
This station's not really about kind of making money. But the thing for Sean is not about making money either. It's
right.
So Sean can get on the radio and do this as his full-time job rather than beating people down at night.
Yeah.
And policing clubs and stuff and bars, and it's just
Like, because I think it's taking a toll on him, to tell you the truth.
And so it's up to the other people if they want to do that, if they want. Because sometimes it is difficult to maintain a lifestyle and maybe even get equipment, right?
Right.
Luckily, I'm in a good job right now that I'm able to support all the equipment that I buy, like the cameras and stuff, to be able to do the patrolling. And I'm very lucky in that way. And to get Sean on the radio and to dedicate that much time, because he does, you know, he has a life and wife and job, and he puts out a lot of effort and a lot of ideas. So that's the kind of the idea behind it. It's not a money making scheme. It's just to get Sean more time on the radio.
No, I think it's totally fine if the DJs want to put up a donate thing and ask for money now and then.
Sure, we can't really stop them from trying to get money, right?
It's not money that goes to the station. It's money that goes to them.
Yeah, and they're putting forth their time. They're putting forth their time and stuff.
But I thought I saw on your website that you had a place to donate to Rant Media. You know, I put a couple dollars a month just to stop to hear you begging for bandwidth.
It would never. I'll tell everyone right now. No matter how much everyone
gives,
the money will never, ever, ever pay for bandwidth.
It's more than you could imagine.
It's an impossibility to pay for the bandwidth right now. It's just totally impossible. Bandwidth costs a fortune, and without the donated bandwidth people are giving, we wouldn't be able to pay for it, no matter how much we begged and pleaded.
No.
I'll tell you that right now. That's why I'm actually going to take that down when Sean does that, because we don't need the money for bandwidth. That was just to maybe offset some costs for some equipment that I was buying, but I'm going to take that down because we don't need that anymore. And I do thank all the people that did donate, though.
Yeah. We use an absurd amount of bandwidth. There's no way money would ever cover it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, I sure hope he makes it. I'd like to hear some more of the After Now and other things that come up.
Oh, for sure.
Because, yeah.
Thanks.
But like I said, it would be cool if he could come on like your show and talk to us. You know, just like as a guest appearance. Not, you know, necessarily, you know, asking for more money for what he's doing.
But just so he can show up on all the other shows. And I think that would be very cool. And we'll see if I'll ask Sean and see if he's into the idea. That would be very interesting. Like to make a round robin appearance on all the shows. If they want him. I mean, some of these shows don't even probably know about Sean. I don't know.
I think they do.
They probably do. I'm kind of joking there. But they may not, like, maybe Sean has nothing to contribute to some of their, like, video game shows or something. Like,
no.
Or they probably don't care.
Yeah.
But definitely, okay, I'll try for that. Yeah.
Well, that's all I have. I'll just say sayonara, y'all.
Well, thank you very much,
buddy,
for the phone call.
Thanks for calling. Right.
Bye-bye. Good questions there that, of course, will come up.
Yes, they are.
There we go. Now we've got the real name of Liquid Blue.
Alrighty.
And I can actually phone him now.
Cool.
Well, it only takes, you know, 20 minutes of badgering to get him to put his real name in there. Aha, Liquid Blue, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Finally I managed to get on here.
All you have to do is type your real name in there. Starts with a C and ends with an S, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So I was talking to a university history professor about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Having a conversation with them. They teach political science. And I asked them why they didn't ever teach... You ever notice that they never really went into depth about some of, like, the major political revolutions, like Soviet Russia, the French Revolution? You know, they didn't really go into depth of what happened and the actual details of such?
I've never taken one of those courses. I probably would if I was back in university. Yeah. I would probably take, because I'm very interested in that now. Why don't they tell us about the outcomes and what happens?
And I first heard this, and I thought this was like, you know, BS conspiracy theory, you know, people just trying to, you know, be sensational. But she actually said that when they go into when they take the job, especially in the U.S., there's a law from the Cold War that says that they actually have to sign documentation saying that they will not teach students how to perform a revolution or intricate details on how revolutions are performed.
Oh.
I can believe that.
I can believe that as well.
It's illegal, and it's actually treason.
Really?
If they do it.
Wow.
Yep.
The government doesn't want you rising up against them in case you don't like the government.
And it's funny, because a lot of it's just history. It's just straight-up history. You know?
It's what happened. Like, did it not happen?
Yeah, and to actually say that they can't teach it at all, And, you know, to limit it like that, it's just completely ridiculous.
I guess you just have to go out and learn it on your as a student in that kind of class, I would probably be encouraging myself to go out and learn all these revolutions that took place. And most of them would be interested in that anyway.
Yeah, and even if you're not using it to perform a revolution, it's still valuable knowledge to have. You know, you can learn from the mistakes of other political systems, you know, kind of what happened, some of the ideals.
Do they teach why they revolted, or are they just don't talk about them at all? Or
They can talk about why, and they can talk about some of the other things, but they can't get really in-depth, and they particularly can't get into how it happened. You know, what the step-by-step. So the first thing I said was, if they're not going to teach me, now I'm interested. You know, because obviously they don't want me to know something. So I went through the internet and I found some really, really good resources from some different political writers here. The first one I'm going to post, I got some from a couple different political views here. One of my favorite papers, this is from Leon Trotsky, called The Lessons of October. And this is his documentation of the entire process for the October Revolution for the Soviets.
Okay.
In the USSR.
Okay.
And he goes through and he explains everything. All the political party, all their internal party conflicts, all the other problems they had, you know, some of the other lessons that they learned as a result of it. Really, really educational paper, only like 70-something pages long. And it's free in a PDF format.
Very nice. You can print it out and take it with you.
Yep. Another cool thing I found was, here's one you never heard about in school. The Revolutionary Writings of John Adams.
Okay.
From the U.S. government, one of our founding fathers, and these are his revolutionary papers.
Oh.
Another thing, that taboo thing. So I kind of got the two different sides of this thing going here.
It's always good to read both sides of the story.
Because
they're always slanted on both sides, of course. It has to be slanted.
Oh.
It's from a perspective.
Always. And you can really see how a lot of them really stress these core fundamentalist, you know, like really strong, you know, good beliefs and ideals, and how things kind of get tweaked and twisted and, you know, impure as the time goes on. You can kind of learn from how their execution kind of differed later on in, you know, like, for example, the U.S. government, how things changed or amendments and things kind of got turned for different pressures at the time that kind of start to counteract with that, which is kind of interesting. One more here I couldn't find online, but it's supposed to be a really good paper. It's called Anarchism and Other Essays, which is essays from all the parties, just from all different revolutions around the world and different resistance groups and stuff like that. If somebody could find the PDF and kind of distribute it among us so we could read it and some people could see it without having to, you know, go on and buy it all the time, that would probably be pretty cool.
Right.
But
maybe we can post to put it in the forums and along with the other links that you had there for people to read.
And one more thing. This is the link from the first site. These are primarily Marxist writers, but a good majority of these are actually resistance forces from around the world over the last 100 years, from all parts of the world, from Africa to Asia to Europe to South America. And those are a whole bunch of different writers, bibliographies on the writers, all their papers, all for free, other political views that are even opposing what they actually believed, and kind of papers from people that they talk about in there, talking about other people that they're talking there, so you get a really good counter perspective on exactly what was going on, and
that's very
really
cool.
Some interesting reading to go on there.
And it's always nice to check out all the different political systems and monetary systems.
Absolutely. If you don't challenge the other people's beliefs and you don't read other people challenging them, it's harder to learn and make your own educated decisions.
And it's also very difficult to talk with anybody who does know about this and be able to put forth a learned kind of perspective on it. And it's just interesting and good to know. Well.
Is this a political science course that you're taking in school, or?
No, I was actually talking to my fiance's professor.
Okay.
And, I got it. I'm actually not going to college right now, so
okay.
I was just talking to him because I heard some stuff about this on the internet, and I couldn't really believe it. I'm like, you know, that sounds a little bit extreme. And then I talked to him. They're like, yeah, we have to sign it.
Well, the government likes to protect themselves, and I guess this is a way by suppressing knowledge to protect themselves. Because I know they obviously know it is effective. If people start learning about revolution, they might do it.
Yeah, and she was kind of telling me the story behind it was that it was during the Red Scare. And at the time, it was, you know, fear legislation. You know, the commies are evil. Don't want them don't want them learning the traits of the communists and, you know, becoming communist kids that are going to overthrow the government. So let's block it.
Of course, if the scare of communism, everyone went along with it.
Right. Yeah, that
and
was
of course,
a big deal back then.
Yes.
Yeah. And so conveniently, they never took it back off the books when it was no longer relevant.
Oh, of course. Why would they? Nobody knows that they're not allowed to teach it.
Yeah.
Nope. So, interesting tidbit. And as for the Sean Kennedy bit, that sounds totally cool. I can definitely put some, I can put some donations towards that. That sounds like a good deal to me.
That's awesome.
So,
that's awesome.
And I that's what I thought it was about. And you're like, no, it's not about that.
Well, you know, I like to keep a secret. You know, spring it on everyone. I didn't want to give it away before I announced it properly and explained it to everyone. I didn't want people to get the wrong idea about what was happening. And where the money was going and exactly what was happening. I didn't want them to get the wrong idea.
You don't want to have to sit there and fight against all the misinformation to set things right.
Yeah. Exactly. Say it once. Put it out properly. Everyone knows what's going on.
And people were asking me questions, and I didn't even say a word. I didn't even acknowledge the fact that I was being spoken to. I just ignored it.
It's hard to hold your tongue on something that exciting as Sean coming back to the radio. Because people have been asking ever since he's gone off the air. Because he's just gotten too busy with everything, right? He can only do so much at a time. And so I thought this would be a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, that was about all my little spiel was here. So
cool.
Hopefully some food for thought for people to chew on.
I really recommend
The Lessons of October. It was a really, really entertaining paper to read. Now, some of the stuff I linked is kind of like you need to do some background reading before you try to take this stuff on.
Okay.
Because, say, like Lessons of October, they're going to be referring to certain political parties and other terminology that isn't part of your common vocabulary.
Without
so
any
test after.
Right. So you might want to do a little bit of background reading beforehand.
Yeah. But cool.
Very cool. Stuff.
All right.
So
thanks for those links.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I will remember everybody listen to Nuts and Bolts. We're on a Saturday. Had to plug our show.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Hey,
Mr. Echo.
When was it you were going on your little trip there, dude?
I depart on Wednesday. I'll be gone next week.
You'll be gone for the next episode because I was listening to your show and you said you'd be gone for the next episode. And Echo will have to do it either by himself or somebody wants to step up to the plate. Step up to the plate and help him out.
Please. Yep.
Please.
Yeah.
Or Smokey will have to do it. Smokey's going to step in, right?
I'll get right on that.
Especially because I had to do it once. Any DJ who's ever had to try to do a show solo, like, I don't know how Joe does it. How Joe manages
Joe is amazing. Week. Joe is absolutely amazing that he can keep that energy going for his whole show. I totally congratulate him on that.
You have to be really full of yourself to talk by yourself for that amount of time.
Yeah.
And you have to have background music, that's for damn sure.
That helps a lot, yeah. Because it fills in the blank spots when you're not talking, and everyone can just groove to the music.
Right.
Pretty much. F-A-Y-T said Joe kicks ass, but he does it in segments. Yes, it is pre-recorded, so that might help a lot, that he can just stop it and then fuel back up with some coffee or something and go for another 15 minutes.
He was spewing some propaganda today, I'll tell you.
Was he? Sweet, excellent.
My nose started to bleed.
Ah, so propaganda you don't like, eh?
Propaganda I don't buy.
You don't buy, okay.
No.
Yeah, we love having
terms there.
We love having opposing sides, and I know there's people on both sides of the fence politically in the U.S. on our station.
Right.
I love having two sides, and not just everybody's all on one side.
Mm-hmm.
We've got anti-Bush and we've got pro-Bush, and I'm very happy about that.
And
more pro-Bush, actually, than anti-Bush.
I've been asked about that too, and that's not my fault. Okay, it's not the slant that I'm trying to put forward. It's what I get.
Yeah, we don't even know who these people are for or not for when they sign up. We don't.
No.
Are you Bush or against Bush? Why are you asking this? Because we need it for your gaming show in case you say something political. No. It's like if 50% of the states is on one side or the other, apparently, so it should be reasonable that 50% of our DJs are going to be one side or the other.
Yeah, I'm just putting on what I get, so it's not intentional.
Yeah. So we do have...
We need to form a rant media political party since.
A rant is not... right now, I'll say rant is not political at all itself. The DJs may be political. I am not political. I try not to be. But the station itself is not leaning one way or the other politically. And I wish to represent absolutely every political statement that possibly could be made, because I like to have a very balanced radio station as much as possible, of course.
Even though I might be, the station is not.
Yeah, individuals, of course, are freely to be balanced on one side or the other. Smokey, myself, we're usually on different sides. Definitely different
sides. We're on different sides.
But we get along on the show. And we're able to put put out Rant and keep it going, even though everybody has different opinions.
So.
Oh, and then right, well, Geek Love Radio says Mind Wars, good new show, talks about some political subjects for people who are interested.
Yeah.
So there's another political-based show.
It's a short one, too, so they don't, you know, like, go on and on. It's only like a half an hour.
Oh, is it a half hour a day? Okay.
That, yeah, so,
I guess
so you
that's
won't
manageable.
Get too burned out.
Is that live? Yeah. Was that live or not?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't set up anything for broadcasting it, so it's
well,
gotta
I guess
be live.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out when he panics 5 minutes before his show.
Where do I upload it?
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about putting together a kind of a crossfire type show. You know, where we have the two different sides. Very I'm just cool. waiting to see if I have to, if I end up having to move or not, because obviously that's going to adjust my time frame where I can, you know, do these types of things when I'm on the other side of the planet.
Oh, okay.
I would be totally into that.
That would be really, really,
totally
really cool.
Totally into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought it would be cool if we could get, like, we have two main hosts that are, you know, on opposite sides, and then get guests into the show that take, you know, both the sides so that they can kind of shoot back and forth. And
oh, that'd be vicious. That.
That'd be so sweet.
That'd be awesome.
Or even, like, three sides, like a Libertarian, a Republican, and a Democrat.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What a mess.
Yeah, what a mess.
So, of course, if Sean was... All right, well, you guys probably are getting tired of talking to me at this point.
We're just getting tired in general, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's 1:37 over here, so...
Yeah, it's 2:37. Kiss my butt.
East Coast, it's 3:37. Have some of that.
Yeah, I'm getting mad because Rant Speak was finally on at 10 o'clock, and then damn Arizona doesn't have daylight savings, and now you're back at 11 o'clock. you're on at 10 for 1 week. 1 week.
1 week.
Went back to 11.
That's awesome.
So funny. That is so funny. What a coincidence.
It gave me a taste and it took it back away from me.
It's like all right. Eating candy from babies.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks for phoning in. Okay. Like a blue.
No problem. And I'll put up a post in the forums about that. So
sweet.
All right.
We'll check you out later. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
We are done with the phone calls.
Nobody else?
No. Nobody else has stepped to the plate. Well, it's pretty late now. And we got through quite a number of phone calls. They're really good phone calls tonight. So I think
2 hours, 38 minutes.
Yeah.
That's roughly.
Pretty good for a one-hour show.
The longest one-hour show on the radio.
That's right. We pack a lot into an hour.
That's
it was a
just
good
add
show.
Water.
I'm glad it was a good show because we've had some stinkers.
Yeah, we have.
I think that was all due to, one, preparing the news stories properly.
Yeah.
Two,
that helped a lot.
Two, having
lot.
good callers this week, not calling about randomness that they just want to promote. And I don't know what three is, but having a good topic, so, I don't know.
So I might as well just, I won't mention what, but the gift looked okay. It didn't look stupid.
Oh, no, I thought it was really cool looking.
Really? I was worried.
I don't
like,
know if it's a perfect likeness, but...
Well, you know, I could have spent a bunch of more money, but I didn't have it, you know. Yeah. I could have sent him, you know, like screens of his face and stuff, but I'm like, no, that kind of looks like him.
Yeah, oh, that's good enough.
So, yeah.
So
he'll eventually say thank you, I think. when he relaxes a little bit, maybe.
Quite possible. Maybe.
No, he hates me.
Time for the end of the show. I'm going to take a look at the poll, and I don't know what it says right now, but I'm guessing it's pretty positive. And we'll start the wheels turning. To get that going for everyone, and I'm really excited about that. And also, kind of an experiment too. I know a lot of websites out there do this. A lot of support from their community without ads, like Homestar Runner. I've mentioned it a billion times, but Homestar Runner does it. They have no ads on their site. Amazing site, amazing content. They're able to put out something every week, a new cartoon, and all they do is sell T-shirts. And that's totally how they do it.
I got to figure out something that somebody give me money for, because I am, like, broke.
Just have to figure out your talent. Your hidden talent.
Buy a T-shirt that say, you know, Chicks Dig Smokehouse. I'd like that.
I support purples in Illinois.
I told Mixer to make that shirt, and he would never do it. I'm like, it'll sell.
Well, you got to prove to him that it'll sell. Oh, and we're looking into making an After Now hoodie. For the people that really been begging it for since After Now came out, because people have made their own hoodies and their own T-shirts and stuff, but a lot of people are like, we want a real official one that we can actually purchase and not, like, iron on at home.
Yeah.
So we're going to, next week we're going to hold maybe a little contest or something.
A contest?
Not a contest, just a design. Because I don't know what to give away.
No.
But we're going to have some designs come in for, there's some good ones that we asked for originally, but we never made one. But some of those are not usable anymore. So we're going to have to get somebody to do a new one. It's going to have, you know, Sean Kennedy's Tales from the After on the front and the server prayer on the back. Those are the basics. Anything from there upward. So if people want to get started on this week, go for it. But I'm going to initially put it in, I'm going to officially put it in the forums and send it to the Rant Graphics crew and get them to have their hand at it. And maybe we'll have a little vote because the people are buying it. So
a vote.
Well, it totally makes sense to have a vote for this because the people will be buying it. So it's the one that people want the most.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. So we'll start that next week, and I'll get that posted for next week.
Then somebody will say it's rigged. The vote was rigged, and we'll have to, like, do it all over.
It can't be rigged in the forums. There's one vote per person. So.
No, it doesn't matter if it can be.
It's true.
I'm just making a point.
They'll say it's rigged. I doubt they'll say it's rigged for a t-shirt or a hoodie.
It depends on who you talk to.
That's
but,
true.
I'm really interested to see how this will work, if this works out, how it'll work out.
Of course, Sean has the overriding vote, so even if one wins, he could just say, yeah, I like that.
Doesn't he always?
Well, it's his project.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. But I was going to say, I'm really interested to see how this will work out if we start doing this, because we've really changed as far as how we do things.
Yeah.
Because it used to be just him, and he was like everything. but now we've got all these other people.
That's right.
That are on the station too. So it's like we have all this and Sean.
Yeah.
Instead of we have Sean and nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, it used to be just Sean. That was Rant Radio and a bunch of music. But now it's tons more, and that's I'm so happy that it's taken off so well.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says he demands a recount. Even before the votes is out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because the election will be stolen.
The election will be stolen.
They're still talking about that.
Really?
Still talking. Oh, yeah.
Give it up for this time. Don't even bother this time.
That's what Joe was talking about, and I'm like, ugh.
Who was?
Joe was this week on the show.
Oh, really?
It was stolen. I'm like, sure it was.
It wasn't really that. It was somewhat close, but not close enough.
I feel that for a recount.
There's so many more people voting on one side than the other.
That's why they don't win. That's why that side doesn't win. It's because they can't lose and be quiet.
But I have heard that it's only $2,000 to get a recount in a state. From one of the radio shows on our station, it's like only $2,000. So that's, I don't see why they wouldn't just do a recount for the states.
Well, it's more than money. But each state has its own recount laws.
Oh, it was just for one state. Sorry, that was.
There's a margin that you have to get within.
True. If it's 100% votes, there's not going to be a recount. I'm sure there has to be close enough that it's even worth doing. It's like.
I mean, it has to be like minuscule close, like less than 0.5% usually.
Yeah, it might be based on percentage. That totally makes sense. Why would they do a recount for something that's obviously one person?
Right.
So we're keeping these people up way too late, and ourselves. And I have to go to a concert tomorrow, and I'm going to be home really late as well, so I'm going to be totally begged for Tuesday doing some editing.
Oh, quit your crying. Because you only do what you want to do anyway.
Very true.
I hate it when people bitch about
go to the ministry concert. No, somebody's forcing me.
I hate it when people bitch about they have to do stuff they want to do, which is
it is ridiculous.
Weird. I have to go do this fun stuff tomorrow, and you're holding me up.
Yeah. Oh, and I hate doing the show. You know that. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
Some days I think we.
Some
do.
Days it's bad. Like
some
the
days
past couple weeks, but today's been good. Really,
some days we hate each other.
That's right. But
that happens.
All works out in the end. And this is the end. So say goodbye, Smokey, and I'll say goodbye and we'll relieve these people of our voices, and they can wait till next week.
Yeah.
And listen to us again.
Goodbye, kids. We love you.
Until next week. Bye-bye.
Do you ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it?
You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.